Warning!
The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea anyway.
Any moment of the show that has any similarity to the history of any person, living or dead, or real or fictional, or anything else to real events, entirely coincidental and unintentional.
Unless we're specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Not much. What's up with you?
Not much. What you guys been up to?
Not really.
Hanging out.
That's
what about
cool.
You?
Oh, I was robbed.
Wow.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow! Everyone, welcome out to the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. I'm your host with the most, Nick Nature. With me, as always, are my faithful companions,
John
and Jimmy.
All right, we did each other's cues. That's so lovely.
Yay!
Even though I messed up the first
John
time.
John is the host with the middlest, and I'm the host with the least, apparently, since Nick's the host with the most.
I'm just okay.
The most
I'm
what?
Fatter
gravitas.
Than you, so thus, yeah. I have more space to fill. So I am the most. Yes.
Okay.
I spun that around.
Can
yeah.
See the point.
Okay.
We've got...
That's all I got.
This is going to be an extra long episode since we've been down for like 6 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we're just going to skip the emails. We'll get to your emails next week. Sorry, all you dozens and dozens of people that wrote in.
Dozens.
Okay, yeah. Tens of dozens. I'm sorry. We'll get to your emails next week. This week... First of all, I want to add to some of the movie reviews that Nick did last week.
Oh, yeah. If you want to add too, John, go
Sex
right ahead.
In the City, I thought was fantastic. No offense to Nick's mother. I thought it was very, very good.
But she didn't like
except,
the show
either. Except she talked about how her favorite plot was the Charlotte and all the poop jokes and crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was the worst part of the movie. But I do agree,
but
I never really cared
about... You
definitely
don't like that.
I know. And
my mom honestly does not like poop jokes.
Oh. I
the
hate
fact she
jokes.
Loved that
you'll see,
was surprising.
I just shit my pants.
I didn't like it.
That's a joke.
But I did agree with her that Carrie and Big didn't hold as much for me. I really liked Miranda, of course. And then I've always loved Samantha. It was about time she dumped Smith's ass.
I don't know anything about that, really, except for what I saw
in the movie.
It was
pretty good.
I liked it.
I mean, well, actually, me and my dad... Dad loved it. He never saw the show, like, all the way through once. He got bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually walked in. He's like... That was a good movie, Judy.
Mm.
So, like, Dad was, like, talking to me about the movie, and Mom was just not wanting to talk about it, so...
Yeah.
Speaking of disagreeing with your mom, Wally! I love you, Mrs. Argonbright!
You know what, I don't
no,
care.
No, I do like
that's
this
my
mom.
Favorite
She's
movie
a very nice
time.
Lady.
I haven't seen it
yet. Very nice.
Haven't seen
oh,
it?
You did?
Well, I'll be honest, I mean, you'll either love it or you'll hate it.
Yeah?
It's very... It'll split you right
I disagree,
middle.
Because I neither loved it nor hated it. I appreciated it, that it was a... really very well made film and I enjoyed my viewing of it, but I'm not going to rush out to see it again. I mean, if I were over here and Nick really wanted to watch it, I suppose I'd watch it again, but it's not I'm not going to buy it or anything.
Mom got really taken away by the whole environmental aspect of it because I'm sure you probably heard by
now,
all the humans are about bigger than me. Like, and the only thing is they don't walk. They just float around and they have no life in them. And my whole thing was that Wally sparked life in anything he met, but he's supposed to be the most unreal lifelike thing there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a wonderful writing, but the thing is, there was no dialogue really.
Yeah.
It's just him
for the first half. Or
for
so.
The first half, at the end, but then it's very sparse. You just get more when you focus with Wally and Eve. It's very. But you've heard that last week. The point is,
and I agreed with you on that point.
Yeah,
I liked the environmental stuff. That's what made the movie better in my eyes than it would have been.
Now, see, I thought that was just icing on the cake for me. I really loved the love story. I know you didn't... Something you said I didn't mention last week,
yeah,
I don't think, was you didn't really connect with the robots. You knew the
I
robot
did.
Was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And my thing was, if they opened up the first half of the movie with no dialogue, this is a new game. I was honestly thinking that. But then when it did happen, I was like, well, it is Pixar and Disney.
My complaint was, too, the two songs from Hello, Dolly. The one upbeat... Could I be dancing to you, or whatever song that was? That one I never got tired of, even though they played it like 50 million times.
Oh, it only takes
a picture.
Moment.
But the love song, I was done with after like the second play.
But see, I didn't like it at first either. But my only thing was, these robots, that's the only way they can communicate with each other in terms of their... Well, Wally can. And also, it became a rallying cry when he gets kidnapped with these other malfunctioning robots. When they escape, they actually turn it on, and so when they associate that with him. So later at the end of the movie, you hear it again, and you are going like, oh, God, again?
Yeah.
With that? But... And the thing is, Andrew Stanton hates Wally Dolly. Well, Hello Dolly. He thinks it's one of the worst musicals ever created.
Aww,
but the point
I like
is,
Hello Dolly.
But his thing was, he's like, it really gets a point what Wally's trying to say and feel. And I don't know. I was very emotionally invested in the robot. But if you ever see it, I mean, I'll take you to see it. I've seen it 5 times so far. I'll see it. I'm seriously, it's my favorite movie ever.
Yeah.
So
I believe you there.
Yeah. But anyway, other thoughts.
The Dark Knight. The big record-breaking movie that trashed the box office.
It should. Fuck Spider-Man
3. Oh, it was awesome.
Fuck
I loved it.
I thought it was great. I saw it last night.
Did you really?
Yep.
Wasn't
Heath Ledger awesome?
Oh, yeah.
I totally see why they're talking Oscars. All the little ticks and quirks.
I actually thought Aaron Eckhart was...
He was
even better.
Well, the problem is that you have Heath Ledger playing the Joker so over the top that it, in a way, overshines him. But Aaron Eckhart totally nailed it.
Well, here's my thing. Do you think they'll ever try to recast the Joker? Obviously not for the next movie.
Yeah, they will.
Because it's such a great character.
Yeah, they will.
And whoever does it will try to imitate Heath. They have to imitate Heath. Because the way they set up the Joker was he could have been in every movie for the rest of Batman.
Personally, they're going to use what I call the Spider-Man complex. Mm-hmm. Now, hear me out. At least in the comic books it is. And you've watched the show, Spectacular Spider-Man.
All 13 episodes?
All 13 episodes, season 1. You know that all of his creations are all scientific mishaps, or they're people that he knows.
Right.
Well, the show, they're trying to reinvent it, so it's not as much. But in the comic books, like in the movie, he got to meet Dr. Octopus. He knew Norman Osborn.
Right.
Everything, Dr. Connors the Lizard, he knew him, like in the movies, if they ever do that. He knows every one of his victims before they become who they are. Eddie Brock.
Right.
I call it the Spider-Man complex, a.k.a. there's one chain of events, a.k.a. science. And Peter Parker's involved with that. That means there's going to be a villain. And in that regard, the way I think they're setting up, and that is the Joker is the Spider-Man complex. Because he said, I want to create a new, there's a new brain of villain for us, which is like Harvey. He created Two-Face.
The Joker, recasting that's going to be really, really tough.
Of course it
follow.
Is. Yeah. Of course it is.
It's gonna, now, Maggie Gyllenhaal's recasting was great because...
and pointless.
I didn't think she was that great.
I thought she was better than Katie Holmes, and I thought if you were going to recast, she was believable as recasted.
I don't really... Yeah. You know, I just found different because I knew she was going to... Now,
I
shocked
she was gonna die.
About Commissioner Gordon. I know you said
I knew he wasn't dead from as soon as it happened.
See,
I'm like, he's not dead.
Think
he can't
that
be.
Or, no.
Because he's going to be
I know that. But my thing is like, there's
I'm like, they wouldn't apply that.
Any movie of a franchise that doesn't play 100% by the rules so far.
Yeah, true.
Like, Two-Face is always associated with Dick Grayson, the Robin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now, Christian Bale said if they ever put Robin in the series when he's in it, he'll leave the series.
Really?
Yeah. He thinks Robin's stupid. And you know what?
They got 10 years to talk him into it. There's no rush for Robin.
No, right. And I can sort of see that, especially since how serious they're playing
it. If they do it right, though, I can see them doing it.
I understand
that,
but that's what I'm saying. They've already not playing it right. Also, they're focusing on Commissioner Gordon's son instead of
Barbara. Focusing on Commissioner Gordon so much more than I expected. And Gary Oldman played it so wonderfully.
Well, I don't mind that because they're treating it like Batman Year One, which is they did focus on Batman and Gordon.
Okay.
Because that was all Bruce had in terms of the police.
Yeah.
He was on his side, so he had to go with it. But
until characters like that popped up. That was...
There's a lot of movies this summer, at least for me, that have not played by the conventional rules so far, really. So, at least in terms of Wally and Dark Knight. So, I honestly was expecting some changes, and they sort of kept going the path I wanted them to. Like, I really didn't think Commissioner Gordon was dead, and that freaked me out. As a matter of fact, if he would have stayed dead, I would have hated the movie, no matter
how good. That's what I told Morgan in the middle of the movie. Yeah, I said I would have hated it.
Wow, they fucking killed Gordon. And my dad's like, I'm going to be pissed. And he just kept, that's all he said the entire movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just that point. He just leaned over.
But I didn't really think he was dead, but if it turned out he was, I was going to be pissed. But I think, too, was that the Scarecrow in the beginning in the parking lot?
Yep.
It was the same actor, right?
Yep. Yes.
What exactly was going on there? Because it almost seemed like they were good guys trying to help Batman.
The guy dressed up as Batman was trying to help him, but he's a vigilante.
Okay.
Like Batman was. Mm-hmm. And he didn't understand. It's, in a way, it's very tragic, which is he's trying to do Batman's job because Batman's doing something like it too. Why can't he?
Yeah.
He can put on a bat suit. And,
the Scarecrow was being bad then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah,
because
that was the
sure.
whole.
I was confused.
Now, I do think it's sort of funny that Batman is like Wolverine, which is, and the Punisher, which is, I'll fucking kill you if you go too far, except for the Joker. He's never really found a way to kill a Joker because there's something in them that he needs Joker around.
The same way Joker needs him, which was a brilliant subplot thing.
Right.
I loved it.
Which, if you ever get a chance, watch Return of the Joker. That movie is awesome.
Who's in that one?
It's from the animated series where they went Batman Beyond. And you're going like, okay, it's a futuristic take, but they're sort of based it after The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller. And the whole difference is that they have a new guy take over the Batman suit, but Bruce sits in his control room and talks him through everything. Well, the only problem is the Joker returns, and it's not... The Joker was killed, murdered long ago by someone. You don't know who until the middle of the movie, but it's the Joker, though. He's come back, and, like, he knows about who Bruce is. The only thing is he doesn't know who the new kid is. But it's... Mark Hamill did the voice, you know, Luke Skywalker did the voice in the animated series in the 90s. He plays it horribly, wickedly. Like, it's sinister. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one whole moment, man, that will... It's creepy. Because it's a cartoon, you're like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing is Robin 2 gets kidnapped, and he's torturing him. He goes, well, I needed to, you know... I want a son. And I think it's really great what you have. So I thought, well, just take what you have. So it shows him torturing Robin in the uncut version, like, electrocuting him, like, poking him and prodding him with, like, needles. Until he starts getting that big grin. And finally, he just goes... And like any boy at Christmas time, he wants to peek at his presents. And he looks under the mask. And, oh, what a shame to find that little Batman's Bruce Wayne, a spoiled brat. Oh, my parents got murdered. Hell, that's a horrible thing. Crap, I'll laugh anyway. It's really... I didn't do it justice at all. But, of course, that Batman's just sitting there watching this film as Robin gets tortured. And he's talking to him about that. And the whole thing there is that Joker could never get Batman to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he really wants in life. And, of course,
Right. Terry
has to put up with that. So, anyway,
My only complaint about the movie was I really think they should have had Dent end up being Two-Face and give him a whole movie to be Two-Face. And that's why I wasn't convinced he was dead at the end.
See, you say that. I think he's dead.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm not sure. They didn't show his body get taken away or anything. They didn't really check the body after it fell. It didn't fall from that far up. I'm not convinced because he could have easily survived and then they spirit him away and have him hidden away somewhere because it would still be the same purpose as letting everybody believe he's dead to protect the idea.
I mean, I would
And Aaron Eckhart's so great that I think they should give him another shot.
In a perfect world, that would
His face
happen.
Was nasty.
Oh my god,
yeah.
So sweet.
Was that makeup or CGI? I couldn't tell. It had to be CGI. Had to be.
Yeah.
CGI.
Okay.
The only creepy thing was that really bothered me. Yeah, I got used to it. It didn't bother me at first, but the whole thing is that when he's hitting this side, he starts peering over. You can see the indentation where his whole face just goes, like, bare bones. And you're just like, oh damn!
I was like, are they gonna show it? Are they gonna show it? And then he like goes, turns his head.
You see his tendons
and crap.
So good though. Even though my girlfriend liked Batman Begins better because she thought the Dark Knight went too dark for her.
She thought
it went way too dark. I disagree. I liked how dark.
I thought they should have went for the R rating.
Yeah.
Who liked the magic trick?
That was sweet.
Everyone kept telling me, like, or if the reviews on Ain't It Cool, they kept saying, watch for the pencil trick. It's awesome. I'm like, what's he doing with the pencil? He's just slamming it into the table. That's okay. And then let me show you a magic trick.
Oh, God. He was just so good. You also started talking about Star Trek movies last week.
Yeah. I like to clarify. I was trying to say Star Trek, I think, 3 times, and I said Star Wars instead. I then corrected myself,
Which
but for those listening,
cringe.
I know, even though Star Wars is better.
Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
What you were talking about.
I still want to do a full episode about that.
Well, you're talking about Star Trek's way better. Well, you're talking about...
This is John's John can weigh in.
I'll bring in somebody else that agrees with me, so it'll be even.
That's fine. You can bring my dad.
Okay.
No, he likes Star Wars. Never mind. But he also equally loves Trek, so you would have an actually interesting case.
That would be an interesting...
Because he grew up with Star Trek.
Right.
Star Wars, he didn't really...
Right.
As much.
But anyway. Well, you were talking about how Gene got to do what he couldn't do with the series, with the movies. But the thing was, when they were doing the series, Gene was never setting out to make a sci-fi series. He wanted to do things about the human condition, and because of the sensors, he set it sci-fi with aliens to get around the sensors. And, but I agreed with you when you made the point that in the movies... He did take the time to do the technology. I mean, they spent, 15 minutes just panning around the original Enterprise in the first movie just to show you how great the special effects had gotten, which was why the first movie kind of dragged.
Well, you know? But that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
but that wasn't the original intention. It wasn't the original intention,
but he could do it, so he did it. That's all I was trying to say.
Right.
If you have the money to do it, and the thing is, too, Gene was lucky. He had the original cast. He could. They're not all, like, in their 80s and about ready to croak.
Well,
like,
now they are, but they weren't then, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and for clarification of the facts, you mentioned the series thing that I had talked about to you before. That what they were watching Star Trek Phase 2 was the television series in the 70s.
I didn't name the name of the show.
With the original cast,
said...
minus Spock, but they had a different Vulcan to replace him. And then Star Wars came out. They decided to do their own movie. They turned the pilot into Star Trek The Motion Picture, brought Spock back, killed off the other Vulcan in the opening minutes.
Yeah, I didn't say...
I just wanted to elaborate on the facts so our viewers would know.
Yeah, because you even said you were actually right about the TV
show
thing. You just didn't mention the name. I'm like, good. I was glad I got that right.
Just a little clarification. Nothing wrong there. Nothing wrong there. And that's all my rebuttals for last week. I've got tons of news and reviews. Which one do you want to do first?
Oh, by the way, did you see Hancock? I'm just curious.
No, I didn't. Okay. I still want to see it.
If you ever see it, let me know.
Me too.
Let me know what we'll talk about on here. I want to know your opinion of the movie after the bank robbery scene, because I think the whole movie just goes into a hell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's good after that, but...
You want to keep on reviews now? Three-star reviews?
Well, I don't care.
It's
more your
guys'
show this week than mine, which is fine.
Other movie-type stuff I watch is I finally watched that TV movie, The Andromeda Strain. It was okay.
Was it
6 weeks
than the
ago,
book?
So I'm having trouble remembering. No, I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
Okay.
That was pretty good. And I watched the Woody Allen movie, What's Up, Tiger Lily? Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
He took a Japanese spy movie. It was supposed to be like a James Bond movie, but it wasn't all that well. Then re-edited it with funny American dialogue dubbed over it and made it this whole comedy about a recipe for soup. It was hilarious. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
That's when Woody Allen was actually really good. Uh-huh. Well, let me rephrase that. He recreated himself with Match Point. Have you seen Match Point?
Not yet, but I own it.
Doesn't that not feel like a Woody Allen movie?
I love Woody Allen movies.
It feels like an actual like thriller. And the thing about Woody Allen is like when you watch Woody Allen, you know it's Woody Allen.
Yeah.
There's always, even if he's not in it at all, barely at much, there's always that character he plays. It's himself.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was surprising. But what's the other movie he did? Oh, Bananas? Going Bananas or some movie by him. He gets chased around by a giant boob. It's pretty funny. It's boob or ball sack. I can't remember. It's something of the guy or girl genitalia. It's hilarious. At least it's not a giant pussy, but
That's
South Park. I'm sorry.
I watched a lot of crap this summer just to see what it was. For instance,
yes, you did.
I watched an episode of Living Lohan. Well, I watched half an episode of Living Lohan because it was the worst show I've ever seen. With Lindsay Lohan's mom
and stuff.
I'm just like, you stupid spoiled brats. I watched an episode of The Girls Next Door. I spelled store wrong. Next door. I wrote next store instead of next door.
We're not thinking it's funny. Things. Move on.
Okay. It was pretty bad, too. So I didn't watch any more of that.
I liked it.
I watched the first episode of... I watched the first episode of What a Bet, where celebrities bet people could do things for charity, and George Takei totally won, but... It was lame.
George Takei. That's the real reason why you watched that, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I admit it. And he was losing so bad, and then he kicked ass and won. Celebrity Family Feud. The only one I've been able to sit through is The Office, and My Name is Earl one, which was pretty entertaining.
I thought the show was... Oh, it was entertaining, but it was still bad.
Yeah, I'm not watching that anymore.
The only thing that was funny was the My Name is Earl was actually in character.
Yeah.
And, like, Randy kept saying, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let's make a deal, Al.
They were
like,
so in like, character. It was weird.
Yeah, and like Earl, what was the one joke? He's like,
Well, they even stopped trying. That's what bothered me. They were answering things that character should say, but they knew weren't gonna be up there.
Well, Tim Stack did.
Like, Randy would throw stupid crap. They all just threw stupid crap out that went with their characters, but they knew it wasn't gonna be on the board.
What's the one thing your wife doesn't want to hear when you're married, and the first thing Earl says, because he's the first guy up, he's just like, my cousin's my sister or something like that.
Right,
it's very in character. That was actually funny.
I enjoyed that. Also, I did watch the first 8 episodes of House.
What did you think, sir?
I like it. I'm not like super enthralled in it as of yet, but I'm enjoying it and I plan on keeping watching it.
Let me know when night 3 which
well,
is going
we
to be.
Did have it night 3, but we changed it and ended up watching the Battlestar Galactica miniseries instead, and she really loved it, so now we're going to have to decide what nights we're watching House versus Battlestar Galactica.
Wait a minute. You need to finish House first.
But Sarah was like, we weren't really in the mood for House when she came over, and she was like, yeah, I've been wanting to see
that. You guys are a bunch of pansies. No offense to you,
Sarah. So now we're
going to
divide our time
Sarah,
watching
you're
Battlestar
a little bit
House.
Of a pansy, man.
Battlestar is awesome. Anyway, then I checked out, like, 2 months ago, Bravo did the A-List Awards. So it was the first one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was hosted by Kathy Griffin. I watch Project Runway and stuff, so I'm like, I'll watch Bravo's A-List. Kathy was very entertaining. And here I had gone all these years thinking, wow, you're really lame. You did that Suddenly Susan show. I don't want to see you. I enjoyed
her
so much.
She was the best part of Suddenly Susan.
I don't remember it very well. But
I remember it, yeah.
Because of how well she did, I immediately recorded a bunch of her specials, and My Life on the D-List did a third season marathon and then premiered season 4.
This is breaking news, by the way. Her assistant quit.
Which one?
What?
The assistant or the assistant to the assistant or the tour manager? She's got a team of three.
Jessica.
Jessica's the assistant.
She quit. She was tired of her diva-ness.
Jessica's such a bitch. I don't care.
She was tired of her diva-ness, so she quit.
I don't care about Jessica. Jessica's more of a diva.
I'm just saying. Like, that was, like, actual news, like, 2 days ago.
I'd only be upset if Tom quit.
I don't know who that is, but okay. All right.
I think she's very, very funny. And watching season three when her dad died in the middle of season 3 was heartbreaking. I really felt for her. So I can't wait for them to rerun season 1.
I would feel sorry
for anyone
whose parent died. No matter if I watched
the show. But she's so mean to her mom. Her mom's an alcoholic. I just love My Life on the D-List. It really made me love Kathy Griffin.
That's not funny. You're making fun of your mom and she's an alcoholic?
She's always
funny.
Like, here, Mom, have a box of wine. Because her mom's always... But every time they go to film with her mom's drinking wine. So she plays into it. It's funny.
Or I bet you anything that's just an actual gig. I'm sorry, I don't believe in reality shows. I just don't. Like,
I believe in the way Kathy... I mean, a lot of what she says... No, I believe that she's...
Fake.
No, it's not. What was got me at first was I knew she was dating Steve Wozniak, but that felt very weird to me until I saw them interact, and now I see why she's dating Steve Wozniak. They're a good couple.
It's fake.
No, it's not.
Half of it is. Half of it is. It's probably about...
I mean, parts of what... A lot of what she said...
The good stuff is fake.
A lot of what she said directed
the
camera...
The bad stuff is real.
Yeah.
And there's not much bad stuff, so
no. Yeah, that's sadly is true. Jimmy, I took broadcast in school.
Okay, I admit they edit for the camera to make it look
what
they want.
Their producer goes up to people and says, will you do this to intimidate her?
Yes.
Will you do this to do this?
Yes.
Okay, that's not real. That's not real. That's like taking a shark and poking it a few times in the fucking eye and saying, here, go swimming, guys.
Speaking of shark, this is Shark Week on Discovery Channel. I'm recording a bunch, so next week we'll be talking about Shark Week.
Sweet. I love Shark Week. Fucking
I haven't watched
baby.
It in years since, like, middle school. So, anyway.
Oh, but can I add my reality show review?
Yes, yes, please.
Corey, the two Corys.
Yes.
When I moved in, my back was hurting me, so I was just sitting in the couch. I had nothing to do but watch TV, and it was the first episode, and they showed...
Singing?
What's that?
Was he singing?
That was this last week, the Valentine's Day episode. Mm-hmm. But I'm hooked into the show now. But no, I grew up with the two Corys, sort of, or on the cusp of it. And I'm intrigued by it. And apparently, like, they really did stage an intervention. And I looked it up. I mean, some of the shit did happen, so I don't know how much of it is fake or real. But then, like, they released something on the website saying this is all fake. Mm-hmm. But I think the whole idea of the first season was fake up until the last episode, which is... Corey Haim wears a bracelet right here because he just likes to cut himself to feel.
Right.
And that's not a joke. That's very real. And he also has cocaine addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey Feldman apparently got, what's his name from What's Happening Now, who was on drugs. They staged an intervention with him, and, like, he got really pissed. And then he brought up this thing that they never heard of before, and the media didn't hear about, which is, you know, you just sit there while I got fucked by that guy when I was raped. I was molested as a child. And he goes, well, I was 13. I was getting molested, too, by the same guy. Uh-huh. What do you want me to fucking do about it? And then he left. And then Corey Haim apparently went to the tabloids and published all this bad stuff about him. And so when the season opened up, they're pissed at each other. But they have to work because they agreed to do a contract. Because the show was actually doing well. They signed a contract they would lose money on if they...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've gone into it. Like, apparently, you saw the Valentine's Day episode. Which
I saw it on Best Week Ever.
Oh, he is horrible singer. Yeah. But I will say this.
I started recording Best Week Ever this week, but I haven't watched it yet.
Really? You just started recording it? Oh, it's great. You'll love it.
Never watched it. It's on my TV. I haven't got to it.
Doug Benson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Comedian on there?
Mm-hmm. Now, the new show I've been getting into the last week or so is Attack of the Show.
It's heavy humor. It's just so funny.
I'm into Attack of the Show on G4 now.
You don't even like video games.
I fast forward through that part.
What? What kind of fucking shit is that? I'm sorry. I've been trying not to cuss when I do any shows. Yeah. That fucking pisses me off.
I've been watching for a long time. I download the sex advice clips from Attack of the Show on iTunes. So I'm like, Jesus, oh, there's an actual Christ. Show I actually get you for. So I started recording Attack of the Show, and I'm really liking it. Except for the video game stuff I fast forward through.
Which is like sometimes 90% of the fucking show.
No, it's not. They have a separate video game show after it now. So it's only like 5 minutes of the show.
That makes me sad. Inside.
They have lots of video game special shows. I did record all their Comic-Con coverage, but I haven't got a chance to watch it yet.
Which, by the way, when you saw Dark Knight, did you... you might not know anything, but you know anything about Watchmen?
No.
Oh. I thought Watchmen looked badass.
Yeah, it didn't impress me, the trailer.
I thought Terminator looked lame.
Yeah, it did.
I'm going to ruin it for you so you don't have to pay money to see it, and that is, John Connor is really a Terminator.
I know. I've heard that.
Well, I know, Jimmy, I really do want to save you the heartache and money when you watch the movie and you go, wow, they really fucked this up, didn't they?
After all my effort last spring to watch the other movies and watch the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which were great,
honestly, I've watched some of them. They're not bad. They're actually pretty good. Let that be the dying grasp of the Terminator.
Well, the movies are going to connect with the Sarah Connor. They're staying the same continuity. They're going to kind of throw out
Mick should just not make movies anymore.
Anyway.
He should make shows, but just Chuck, and that's it.
Also, Reality Bites Back, have you watched any of that?
No.
It's Comedy Central's making fun of the reality show. It's comedians, and every week they have to go through like a reality challenge. Like, they had him go in a dark room.
It's a fake show parodying fake
shows. Well, Michael Ian Black is the host.
Well, okay.
And they put him in a dark room, and they told them that they had to, like, there was a woman, or for the women, there was a guy in the room, and they had to give him their best, like, lines to get him in bed and stuff. And they're talking, like, real dirty about what they're going to do to him. And then one by one, they turned on the lights. It was their parents sitting in the room. And it was fantastic. Oh, my God. And Michael Ian Black is such a diva when he's hosting it. I'm loving it. I've only watched the first episode, but the second one's on my TV.
I like to say to not about that, I'm sorry. This relates to this. The reason why I thought of this is because I saw the first Jackass.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's really more like
the first movie.
Yeah, it's actually like, wow, these guys are really doing that stupid shit.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I like the stuff where it's actually the Wile E. Coyote stuff,
because
you're like, you fuckers are actually doing this.
Yeah.
Like, they strap... that was actually my favorite part of the first movie, and they only did it, like, 3 times the entire movie, which is they put rockets on his roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work until the last time, and the third time, it actually... You're like,
yeah.
That's cool. They do with something like that where he gets on a rocket. The only thing is the rocket explodes on him. Oh, you saw that. No, it almost shoots him. It almost, like, runs through him. You own Jackass 2?
I enjoyed it.
I own the box set of the TV show.
Do you really?
I've only seen the movie, the first one.
Well, the second one, though, there's a point where they get Preston, the fat guy.
Yeah.
They dressed him all up like Phil. What's his name? Skater.
Margera.
Bam Margera. Bam Margera's dad, Phil, or stepdad, Phil.
Whatever. Phil Margera.
Phil Margera. He looks like Preston, he puts like fake beard stuff on. And they Phil's aware of it too. They switch him out and put Preston in there
with Bam's mom.
And so he starts like groping a feel over boobs and tries and wants to fuck her. And she just rolls over. She's like, Phil, what? Stop it! I'm not in the mood, Phil. And he goes, hey, Phil. He rolls out of bed screaming. Yeah. I thought of that.
It's fake.
Some of that, yes. Some of it, no. But see, that's what I'm saying though. Like. That the whole purpose of one joke was to get Bam Margera, because he's afraid of snakes, into this one area. So, you know for a fact they lied to him or whatever to get in there. Half the stuff is fake. I know that, though, going in. I don't go, ooh, it's all real.
Well, I know that a lot of it's scripted to a point.
And also, some of that stuff, though, I don't really think it's all scripted in terms of the stunts. The stunts themselves are scripted, but anything that happens after that, those are stunts.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But...
like, they may not have told the mom that somebody was climbing the bed, but they scripted to the point to get her to
I don't think so. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But she may not have known. Everybody else knew it was scripted without her.
Phil did. That's the whole point of a stunt.
Okay. Right.
Which is, you get everyone but one practical joke.
Yeah.
The whole thing, though, with the guy pubes on it, that was a little bit too far. Which is...
Still funny.
Yeah, anyway.
Comedy Central also premiered The Gong Show.
I heard it was horrible.
The new Gong Show with Dave Attell. The first episode didn't impress me, and I agree with the judging. Andy Dick was just stupid.
Andy Dick is stupid. Yeah.
Well, I know.
The only good thing he's ever done in his life besides Cable Guy was
Cable Guy was News Radio. Maybe.
Was what?
News Radio.
Oh.
Also, last comic standing, Pat Godwin, our friend of the show, well, not really friend, but we pretend he is, was on Last Comic Standing competing in the like early rounds, and he did not make it to the semifinals. They rejected him. I was so pissed. So pissed. I'm like, it's Pat Godwin, and I flipped out. I'm like, he'll definitely make it to LA and stuff. No, he didn't. He didn't. I was so pissed. Oh, so pissed.
You should be. Anger for everybody. Yes.
I think it's FX. There's a new sitcom called Factory. Maybe it's not FX.
Spike.
Spike, there it is. It's okay. It almost seems like it? First season of The Office-ish.
Factory?
That's not that funny.
No, first season, maybe. Yes, it's fake. I know it's fake. It's a sitcom.
Scripted, Jimmy.
I know it's scripted.
I saw License to Wed, speaking of Office.
That was scripted, too.
I saw that.
That was License to Wed was scripted.
I gotta say,
though, real.
One of our mutual friends, you know, she liked our friend. Our other friend of the show. Yeah. And I'm sitting there watching.
Goblin.
Yeah, I'm watching the movie, and I always had this feeling. At times, Jim Krasinski, he looks like our one
John
friend.
Krasinski,
whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, the way his hair is, there's not enough moments outside of the suit and tie, which our one friend never wears.
Yeah.
So I'm watching, but I'm watching
which
License to Wed.
I'm just kidding.
Nathan.
I know.
I'm watching License to Wed. I'm just like, oh my god, I can totally see why she likes John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Because he looks exactly like me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
It's a horrible movie, by the way, I thought. Actually, the best parts of the movie were the parts where John Krasinski was in it with a scene with someone from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole thing with the tater tot, or the potato skins.
Yeah, that was fun.
Tater skins down!
I didn't want to see that movie. I didn't get to.
You know what? Come On Over is on, I think,
on
demand.
Over, baby.
So, you can watch it anytime.
My other surprise favorite of the summer is I Survived a Japanese Game Show. I really like it.
Have you seen the original, MXC?
No, I've not seen the original.
You really haven't seen MXC?
No.
Are you?
Yeah, it's pretty...
Yeah,
I really like...
It's where they run Japanese courses, right? And it's like, ooh.
Yeah, well, and they use, like, real corny English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Crap through a goose, he fell down.
Yeah, they do that kind of stuff. Judge Bob, what is Judge... It cracks me up. I love Japanese game show.
Wow, this is what happens when...
I can't believe you haven't seen MXC, though.
I'm sorry.
They rated it on Spike, I think, for a while.
Like you watch Star Trek and...
See, I don't watch that kind
of... Yeah, in between Star Trek and CSI.
Going to completely... Oh, wait, before that. Meth Minute 39. Did you ever watch any Meth Minute 39?
When you
watched some of it with me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that when they started that, there were only going to be 39 shorts. That's why it was called Meth Minute 39. So that ended about a month ago.
Oh, it's downstairs.
And they brought back all the characters from the first 38, and they did a big, like, sing-along finale. It was... pretty good. I want to get the DVD. I mean, some of it were hit and miss. This disappoints me that Night Fight, which was I thought was one of the least funniest of the shorts, has its own spinoff and it's going to be its own series here. But it's like a video blog that it downloads on my TiVo for me. And it's really entertaining.
Wow.
Like they had, like, it was like a Gem parody and they're like, Ultra.
I hated that
and
one.
The Laser Hearts. I love that. And the emo watermelons. And I thought it was funny. But... The dog dating. It was just random cartoons.
Right? I had, or maybe that wasn't that. It was Animation Block or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was living with Jimmy, his cat got, I forget what it was. It was like a psychedelic, like something made in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah.
And I just remember I took video of it. I was looking for my camera. I thought I put it on the video.
It.
Oh, it's not a good cartoon. It's a horrible cartoon. I mean, artistically.
The cat did get really into it. We had to let it keep playing. It was just really like. Screwed up stuff on the screen. I almost said the.
It's just like a bunch of. It's like a kaleidoscope of animation.
And it kept
on the screen.
Like drawing over itself and stuff, and it was all weird
and
colors.
And the cat
and
just
lights.
Like looked at it, and then
and he
at one
stared
point,
at it for like 10
I got
minutes.
Video of it. It's just downright.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
We let it play for like a full 10 minutes. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It wasn't even done. It was like a 14 minute short.
Something like that, yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
I think we got 6 minutes in before you finally caught it because I only got like 4 minutes of tape.
Okay.
But it was pretty funny.
Scripted series of the summer. Fear Itself, there's been some pretty good episodes, some not so good episodes. It's okay. In Plain Sight, after a lackluster pilot that I berated on our previous show that I didn't think was very good, has been pretty solid.
Actually, when
really
David
enjoying.
Foley got on the show, it actually has kicked up to another level.
Yeah, I'm enjoying In Plain Sight.
I am too. What did you think of Psych?
That's on my list too. Watch the second episode, less impressed with than the first one. The first episode I was really impressed with. The second episode, a little bit less so.
What do you mean second episode?
Second episode that aired this Friday? where they had to the high school reunion.
What was the first episode? Oh,
See, I love Sybil Shepherd.
I'm sorry. I thought that was the first episode for some reason, and I knew it wasn't.
The Haunted House, I love Sybil Shepherd, and I like that Gus was quitting and all that crap that was going on with Christopher McDonald.
I thought it was an interesting twist that Sean was the bad guy, sort of.
Yeah, he was. That was interesting, too, to get... Yeah.
But
the second one, I liked that they are bringing back the Sean Jules subplot.
Now... I was sort of mad, though, because they made this huge effort to bring Rachel Lee Cook in.
And then
they talked about it. Well, she would not be wasted if they brought her back again.
The reoccurring. But instead, they're going to go with the Sean Jules love story.
Well, that's fine. I think it's funny that that's the only show with the lead character who... James Roday, he's not 100% handsome because he has a huge fucking nose. But,
yeah.
You know, he has a big honker. But the thing is that he's somewhat attractive. It's the only like detective show where that lead character, he doesn't have a love life.
Right.
Even like when he sleeps with somebody, he's only slept with I think one person that we've seen in the show.
And that was like one.
And then he was making
that like at the very beginning, wasn't it?
Season two.
Because
she ended up being the bad guy.
Yeah.
He slept with her, and the thing is, it wasn't like anything sexual. He just woke up, she was gone, and that's when he noticed that he thinks she was the killer.
Mm. Well, that was my favorite episode of Fear Itself so far. Is they had Sean from Psych and Jules from Psych, and they've actually like toyed with them as love interests during the show, but only a little bit. They did a Fear Itself where the two of them were playing a couple that were engaged, and she got a note before the wedding that you're marrying a serial killer, and so that was the whole thing, but she was still went through with the wedding and stuff. It was a little weird, and finally, like, it got... This was my complaint, though. It got too creepy where he was chasing her through the church, and that when they twisted it around, and they revealed at the end that she's, like, the wrong person got the note, and then they panned to her house, and there's bodies everywhere and stuff. They had already made Sean too creepy that backing it back off and making him the good guy seemed a little forced. But it was fun to see them interacting together as like a couple since they've been toying with that on the show.
Yeah. I've never watched Fear Itself. I don't know why. Is it like a reality? Like they make it like it's a reality show?
No, it's like that science fiction anthology series they did last summer.
Twilight Zone, something like that.
Yeah, every week it's a new cast. It's a new one-hour drama.
Gotcha.
You know, story. Yes, it's fake. It's a scripted series. It's an anthology series. It's not
reality.
I
believe we have hit a nerve, sir.
Burn Notice came back with a vengeance, and with Trisha Helfner, star of Battlestar Galactica, who I enjoy as his
I was surprised. Have you watched Burn Notice?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sir. It is... Awesome.
I watched a lot of TV lately.
Oh, by the way.
USA has the best.
Hold on. We need to announce this. Our friend John is getting married.
Yeah.
We wanted to announce this, actually.
We were.
Before, and we were going to wait for you to... Because you couldn't be there.
Because we did that last episode without you, and we decided it wasn't...
Matter of fact, we even said we have big news. Matter of fact, that's the reason why John's not here. And then I got robbed. We couldn't come back and announce it. And I was going to actually... I think I even... Preluded to it last episode too. When we get back, John has some news. So
make sure you get in the prenup that you're allowed to be doing the podcast.
I didn't know if you had said it.
Well, I wanted you to be here. You know what I mean? Because I know.
No, I appreciate it. Yep, I.
Tell us about
the question. I don't need to get
tell
into the
all the details. Oh yeah,
how'd
you do it?
Okay,
long story and stuff.
She could tell one.
You know what? That's fine.
I did all the
corny stuff.
Corny stuff. Yeah, down one knee and all that crap. But long story short.
Too late.
She basically...
that's my joke. I always say that everyone says too late.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Usually.
You know, she knew it was coming, basically.
Yeah.
Basically, anytime we'd be anywhere that was remotely romantic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Could be two birds freaking sitting next to each other on a telephone wire and be like, oh, it's so romantic. Don't you have a question you needed to ask me? You know. And I'd be like...
It's weird to say that.
And I'd be like, well...
You're sitting in the car, and finally you just hear, why do birds suddenly up here?
As a matter of fact, yeah. Been waiting for the moment. No, so I was like, I'm not going to ask you when you're not going to expect it, even though you think you might. She's like, yeah, whatever, I'm going to know. So I thought, well, the only way that I'm going to be able to do it is if I piss her off. So
wait.
Oh my god.
So
this is a good story.
Oh god, it's already good.
So basically, I'm one of those guys that I'll help out a lot around the house and stuff. I don't mind doing dishes, doing laundry, cleaning, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And So I go golfing one morning. I guess I'm going to tell the whole story. Fuck it.
Yes, please.
Yeah, dude. You're fine.
Yeah.
So I go golfing one morning. I come back. She's off for the day.
At home. I come home, she's cleaning. She's like, can you... She has kind of some stuff that she wants me to do.
Okay.
John, can you do some of these dishes? Can you put some load in the laundry? I'm like, I don't really feel like doing it. Just like that. Like, I don't really want to do anything. I'm like, nah, I don't really feel like doing
that. That is fucking hilarious.
I don't feel like cleaning. So she's mad at me. You know, which is, I'm like, yes, this is finally working. I've been waiting for some time.
You've been trying, and you've probably been trying other moments too.
Well, kind of.
Kind of. Okay. Well, I've been kind of waiting.
Yeah, I've been kind of waiting. Kind of a rough idea how I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the whole day, she's pissed at me. Like, we're in separate rooms of the apartment. She's so mad. She, like, doesn't want to talk to me. This goes on the whole day. You know, like, I can't believe you don't want to help me. I'm like, I just don't feel like doing anything today. It's my day off. I don't want to do anything. She's like, I can't believe you. It's my day off, too, but I'm doing, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, finally, about 9 o'clock at night. It's been
That's going on all day. That is commitment.
Oh, God.
I decide I'm going to write an apology note.
Okay.
You know. So, I write the note, all this stuff, apologizing for being an asshole, being a dick, and I put it in an envelope and put it on the counter so I know she'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
I wait till she gets up, goes to the bathroom or something. I go in there. She comes back. I hear, find the envelope and open it.
Yeah.
And so I know she's reading it because I apologize at the beginning. Then at the end, I write a lot of, I just write, you know, some really nice stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some really sweet things.
Sweet.
And I hear her crying. She comes in. I'm in our bedroom or whatever. She's in the living room. She comes in and she, you know, gives me a hug or whatever. We, you know, apologize or whatever.
I know, I'm sorry.
Apologize or whatever. I say all the stuff at the end of the note, I really do mean it because I do love you and, you know, I do mean that. And I said, since I didn't get to see you read it, we read it again, you know, so I can see you read it. She starts reading it, and she starts crying. I say, well, let me read it to you. Because after all, I do mean it.
Oh, God, John, this is fucking well done, sir.
And
you're fucking mastermind.
So I read it, and then at the end, I ad-lib, and I have the ring already, you know. So I'm down one knee, and she's crying, and all that stuff. So.
That was an awesome story, sir. Now, see, I thought you actually asked her in front of, like, Wendy and Nathan and everything.
No.
Nathan texted, like, well, I would say, hey, what's up?
He's I mean, that night
John and Amanda are getting married. I'm like, when did this happen? About, like, 2 hours ago. I was like,
yeah,
wow, okay.
She called her mom and dad. I called my mom and dad and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of sent a text message to some people.
That's awesome.
I didn't send one to Nate because Nate doesn't get text messages.
I know.
I only sent it to like four or five people.
Yeah.
And apparently word spreads fast.
It does.
Wendy was in freaking Myrtle Beach when I sent it to her. Apparently it got up to Ohio quicker than...
Because actually me and Jimmy, I don't know what we were talking about something, mm-hmm. and I think we were actually arguing about something.
Yeah.
And I finally just said, oh my God, John's getting married. And finally we were like, yay!
Yeah, so...
It was funny.
April 18th. Next year is when we're going to do it.
Yay!
We're doing a live podcast at the wedding.
At the wedding.
No, we won't. To make, you know, all of our planning crazy enough,
yeah,
we decided we're going to try to find a house, too. So, we're...
Delightful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Be careful, though. I mean, the house market, messed up right now.
That's a good buyer's market.
Well, yeah. It's good for us.
It's good because they don't own a house. They're not trying to unload anything.
It's
the best time for them.
Yeah. Are you going to look in Hilliard?
Well, possibly. It just kind of depends.
Yeah.
Hilliard area, kind of looking down to Grove City area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not an area in Ohio, by the way. To retain our stalkers want.
Hilliard, Michigan.
Yes. There's a Zanesville, Indiana. Zanesville, Indiana.
Zanesville, Indiana. Don't make me get out of the
Wikipedia.
Whoa.
Where are you? That's awesome.
All right, back to the podcast.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, we do have a few more reviews, not many of them. Speaking of love, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, about the pregnant teenager with Molly Ringwald playing the mother. There's some serious overacting cheesiness, especially on John Schneider's part, which disappoints me because he was so good in Smallville, and now he's like sucking it up. But generally, there's some really good plots that I'm liking. It's just they're cushioned in some cheese, so it's kind of hit or miss.
It's the first thing that actually dethroned, which I think we need to talk about too, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Oh, that's the end of the reviews. That's the good one. So
have you seen it, John? Can I just ask? Oh, John.
Hang on. Swingtown, which is about
lots of Swingtown. Sex. No one cares.
It's really
horrible.
It's really good.
It's awesomeness.
Flashpoint is okay. My Boys came back. I really like My Boys. Workout did their finale, but it's been so long I can't remember what happened in their season finale. Same thing with Greek. It's been too long. I can't remember because it's been too
long. Yeah, it's been too long.
Men in Trees, I was really disappointed because it was a series finale. They said they knew it was a series finale, so they planned for it. But it didn't tie up enough to satisfy me, so I was disappointed.
You bastards. You broke Jimmy's heart.
I did. And my favorite review, before we get to Dr. Horrible. One more. I only have one more. Battlestar Galactica was their mid-season 4 review. Okay, they've only got half a season left after this. This was the end.
Okay, you gotta see from Jimmy's point of view, which is, say, like, it's your favorite show ever. Yeah. And they just go, the last season. We're going to split it up, though.
Right.
Show it all in the summer, then it's next year, next summer.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Well, then that's the spring. I've got lots to talk about during the news as well for this, because there was another big interview with the producer like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But for the review anyway, when the series began during the miniseries, basically there were 12 planets of humans, their colonies, their names from zodiac signs. In one night, basically, all but 50,000 humans were killed. And the commander of the Battlestar Galactica said, well, it was of the theory, it's not enough for them to live. They have to have a reason for living. So he remembered this ancient legend about this planet called Earth that they supposedly all came from and told them all that he knew where Earth was and they were going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their secret weapon.
And that's a goddamn lie.
Which was a big fucking lie. Sorry, big fracking lie. But the president of the colonies started to look into the sacred texts. They started to find all these signs to Earth, and over the last 3.5 years, they've actually been on the trail to Earth. And the Cylons, the bad guys, want Earth as much as they do. Finally, they teamed up, and the two of them together got to Earth. And that was how they were ending this mid-season finale. We knew they were going to do like another 10 episodes, but they weren't going to make us wait till the series finale to get to Earth. So there's this big rejoicing when they drop out of the hyperspace or whatever, and they see Earth. And you're like, oh my god, it's real, blah, blah, blah. And all the viewers are like, oh my god, is it going to be like futuristic Earth? Is it going to be present day Earth? How's it going to work out?
So like, three guys are asking this question.
You realize that this is like the most popular cable show ever and the biggest rating success.
I don't like it.
It doesn't mean it's the best ever.
It's huge. A huge show. It's not just me. Like, it's big.
It's
and
big.
So we get to the end, and they're on Earth, and I'm thinking, that's how they're going to end the mid season is they find Earth. Instead, they pan across.
Anyone that I've ever talked to, no one knows about Battlestar Galactica.
Then they're stupid.
It's the most popular show on cable.
Yes,
it's huge. Anyway, shut up. So they pan across all the major characters' faces, good and bad guys, and they're all just like looking with this like look of shock and grief. Like,
Star Wars sucks,
and there's barren wasteland as far as you can see, and that's what Earth is. And now we have to wait till January to get to see the end. But I'll talk about that.
Heaven help us.
I hate you. I hate you both.
Can I just say,
Nick actually did a great job. Nick actually was very respectful for once, and John was the one that attacked my Battlestar Galactica. No, you guys are out of touch. It's the fist bump now, not the high five.
No. We'll bring back the high five.
No, you gotta do the fist bump.
No.
The high five is
John, let's just call the...
There we go.
Gotta blow it up.
And the last review, certainly the least, not the least.
Yes. Oh,
Dr. Horror's sing-along blog.
Dr. Horrible. Not Dr. Horror's.
I'm sorry. Dr. Horrible.
Hey, I'm a doctor, I'm a whore. $5, please.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog is 43 minutes of fantastic awesome
joy.
What channel is this on?
It was not on the channel.
It was on the internet.
During the strike, Neil Patrick Harris. Well, let me rephrase this. Joss Whedon, the guy who created Buffy and Firefly. Anyway, he called a bunch of people together, his friends and or people he's worked with before, and said, he's never really worked with Neil Patrick Harris. He just said, "Will you help me with this? It's something to do on the downtime." they were still finishing up the last few episodes of How I Met Your Mother. And they found a break. Yeah. 6 days. They filmed it. They put it out there. They put it out for free on July 17th.
For
2 days
week.
Later for Act 1. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, it was Act 2 for free. And then the Saturday of that week at midnight, they released Act 3. And then later, when it hit Sunday, 12:01 Sunday morning,
it was gone
for free. It was on iTunes.
It's $3.99 on iTunes.
$3.99
totally
for
worth pass. Every penny.
It's actually, yes.
For totally the whole worth. Series?
For the whole series,
well,
yeah.
It's only 43 minutes total. It's like three 13-minute like, acts, basically. 13-14 minutes. And Neil Patrick Harris plays a wannabe supervillain named Dr. Horrible. And it's a musical.
Billy Buddy is his real
Billy name. Buddy. And he's talking to his video blog on the computer. Uh-huh. And he's in love with this girl, Felicia Day, who's fantastic. And Nathan Fillion is this Captain Hammer, the superhero. You really feel for Neil Patrick Harris. Like, he's the hero, even though he's the anti-hero. And they're going to work on an Act 4 here soon, too. But it's, like, just wonderfully splendidness singing and goofiness and action, and they really did some really unexpected twists at the end, and there's some great cameos, like David Fury and Marty Noxon, who are producers on Buffy and sang in the Buffy musical, were the news anchors singing in Act 3. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's going to play a bit real
I'm just
quick.
For John. Yeah, so you
just
a taste.
Just a taste.
Favorite.
Any adult with half a brain can see the human kind has gone insane. To the point where I don't know if I'll upset the status quo if I throw poison in the water main. Listen close to everybody's heart and hear that breaking sound. Hopes and dreams are shattering apart and crashing to the ground. I cannot believe my eyes, how the world's filled with filth and lies. But it's plain to see evil inside of me is on the rise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to. We don't want to spoil any major plot points for anybody that hasn't seen it because it has only been out for like a week.
But honestly, if you're paying for a season pass,
they're saying it's probably going to be the first big hit internet show, and it totally.
It
is
crashed
amazing.
The server. 2,000 people were trying to access it.
The first,
in fact, my dad was one of those because I sent him the link, and dad was like, "Well, it's not working. It just nothing pulls up. It just says Dr. Horrible."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, isn't there a video?" He goes, "No." And apparently around that time is when the site was crashing. So he was apparently one of those 200,000 or people who visited afterwards. So I've
Well, Joss Whedon has confirmed, though, that they're going to do an Act 4 as soon as possible. The soundtrack will be out soon. They're also working on getting the DVD out as quick as they can. And it will have the sing-along commentary as well.
Oh, God. Which, before you guys leave, if you want, I can burn you the soundtrack. I mean, I can give you how to purchase it on iTunes,
yeah. Yeah, it's not available on iTunes yet. Oh, yes, I absolutely do want to get it as soon as it is available for free and legitimate terms. I've got it on my iTunes. I'd have to authorize your computer for you to watch it, but it's super. It's just amazing.
I was surprised. I watched the Buffy music.
Plays all the different shades of, you know, it's just so good.
Character.
It's so good.
Well, I don't mean to slam him when I say this, and nothing against Neil Patrick Harris, but it's like, I was telling you this, and my dad actually brought up, he's like, you know, he just said, well, he's a very good actor. I said, yeah, even though he's gay.
Because that hurts you, that
Well, no, you can, if you look at someone and know they're always gay, it can affect, especially if it's the roles they play, it can affect your perception of them, so you can't buy the illusion of their acting.
Sir
Ian
now,
McKellen,
though, his big parts have been the womanizer Barney and How
that's
and
what
Mother,
I'm saying though.
And the coped out
it doesn't affect
womanizer
him. He's
Harold
that good.
Like,
he can break that image because when I first saw him, I was like, oh,
it's like you.
Yes.
You know. We know you're gay.
Exactly.
Oh yes.
But, wait. You want to tell him on the air what my girlfriend said about me?
This is so funny. Okay.
You'll appreciate it.
Okay, we gotta tell the whole story.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh,
I was robbed.
I love Morgan.
I was robbed a few weeks ago. I got to tell the whole thing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And it's all, and ever
and then
since
we'll
then, some
break.
Of the kids have sort of been bothering me since then. Like the kids who robbed me, they'll ring my doorbell at 1 o'clock in the morning, 4th of July. They sit out there and put fireworks and put one at my door.
Keep in mind, Nick has not told me any of this. Yes. I know about No Trouble yes. since the robbery.
Yes.
Okay.
So, so I don't look so like a villain. I've been, yeah. So, 12 o'clock last night, I was sitting here on my computer, and I think I have this light on, the light downstairs on, and that's it. I hear, bing, bong, and I go, who is this? So I text Jimmy right, because I'm starting to, I sit there, I'm freaking out, and I go, Jimmy, is that you? And he just goes, no, dot, dot, dot. And that was more it was almost, honestly, I took it more as a questioning, like, no, why are you asking me kind of thing. I went downstairs, I saw toilet paper on my car, toilet paper hanging outside. I'm thinking, and I thought, this has to be Jimmy, this is not a joke. I went up to my phone at that point, I had my phone with me, you didn't respond back. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I put it down up here, mm-hmm. I went and got my sword, I turned all the lights off. And they kept ringing the doorbell.
Well, here, let me catch you up to our side at this point.
Yes.
Morgan had driven all night Friday. We were so tired, slept in Saturday, went to a wedding in Cleveland. We had gotten back from Cleveland at midnight. We're slap happy, we're goofy. I said, let's go toilet paper Nick. She's like, okay. Because she likes Nick. She thinks
First thing he said after he was apologized, he's like, it was Morgan's idea.
Well, I told her I was going to tell you it was her idea.
No, it wasn't. Said, yes, I do it.
I know. It wasn't her idea, but I told her I was going to blame her. So we get home, and I got the text from Nick, and I'm like, because we rang the doorbell. We're hiding right by the tree on the other side of Nick's door. And we're just giggling. And we're like,
dude,
he's going to come out, and he's going to catch us giggling, but no big deal, because it's funny. So she's like, put no, dot, 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 to make it, like, mysterious. I'm like, okay, so I did that. And then we saw the lights go out and stuff, and I'm like, he's not coming out. He might call the cops or something. So I wrote, I mean, what are you talking about,
but
smiling
at this point,
face?
My phone was up here. I had my sword out, and I was.
So then we rang the doorbell again, strike. And hit again.
I even thought about going out the back door and just run on attacking. I was freaking out.
Was that with the sword?
Yes. And so then I call it, and then I came upstairs,
because
at that point, the doorbell rang again, I didn't see who it was,
we were hiding
so I was going to call the cops, and I picked up my phone, I saw two more messages, and I was like, I even thought for a second, maybe it's my one friend Vanessa, maybe she's drunk, she's feeling funny, and, because I thought, if my first thought was, it is Jimmy, because Amanda, a different Amanda, and I just thought, okay, but then he said no, I was like, oh my god, I'm getting fucked with. So then when I found out it was him, I called him up and
he's like, motherfucker, what you motherfucking doing? It's not motherfucking funny. And I said,
It was the MC-17 rant from me.
It was horrible. Motherfucker, every other word. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. I'm trying to tell him I'm sorry. I'm like, I didn't realize it was going to upset you. I'm like, I'll clean up. He's like, you better motherfucking clean it up. And he hangs up on me while I'm still apologizing.
My last thing, I was like, it's not fucking funny, Jimmy. And I hung up and I threw it at the wall and it went.
And I'm still apologizing to the phone. And so then I'm like, he's really upset. So Morgan, I cleaned up all the toilet paper. We threw it away. We start walking home. And then Nick comes out the door. I'm sorry. I was overreacting.
Yeah,
stuff.
That was funny. Yeah.
And so then we came in and hung out.
Because I was like, well, that was a bit overreacting. But I mean, like, that freaked me out. Like, I was already called 911.
Well, if we had known that they had been ringing your doorbell and stuff, we wouldn't have done it.
Well, I know that. So, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why after I calmed down, I was like, he didn't know that. So I called
him. So we came in and made up.
And we talked for a bit. And
Morgan's all like, Nick's my friend. But anyway,
yes,
so
the point of the story is when they come in, we're talking about Batman, whatever, and he keeps, you know.
And Dr. Horrible.
And Dr. Horrible. We're all excited. And finally, Jimmy goes, I have to tell you this because it's hilarious. And I knew you would enjoy hearing this. And you know what? John will enjoy it too. And I said, what? He goes, tell him. He goes, and he looks at her and goes, tell him why you like me. What your thing is that you like about me, why you're with me. And she just goes, you're very feminine. So the first thought in my head was, so she likes girls.
Let me explain how she tells me this. I didn't tell you exactly how she tells me.
But you did it. You did.
So we're laying in bed, cuddling, you know, whatever, just pillow talk type thing.
It's a Doris Day movie.
I don't even remember what I said. Something about putting up with
separate
me.
Separate beds?
No.
Oh, God.
We're in my little twin bed.
Wow, wasn't expecting that.
And then she goes, you know, I like that you're really feminine. And I said, top 10 things a boyfriend doesn't want to hear from his girlfriend. And she's like, but it's okay, because I have masculine traits too, so we kind of balance each other out.
I'm sorry, after...
And I'm like, don't tell my family, but I'll tell Nick.
After hanging out with Morgan for how many times when she would spend the night or whatever... She does not fucking seem masculine to me.
She's not, but she's less sentimental and stuff than I am, and that's what she meant. Like, you know?
I guess. But I actually even told her, I was like...
She collects cars. She has model cars.
I did not hear that. But so no, she, yeah. said that though. She's not very masculine, though. I thought we were comfortable, and apparently we are still fine. But I actually thought she got a little mad when I said that.
Yeah,
but
she
I said
she,
that.
She,
I was like, so wait a minute. Imagine Jimmy without a penis, and you like that.
No, because we even came home last night, and I'm like, oh, you and Nick are getting along. She's like, yeah, I think we're friends. I'm like, yeah, you are.
Oh, the personal drama of all of us on the show.
But, no, it was really funny, because I was funny.
If you would have just said, yeah, it's me, I wouldn't... Oh,
God, that was just horrible. Horrible.
Anyway.
And the thing is, I was about ready to go to sleep. I'm like, I'm sitting there like, you know what, I have a family reunion tomorrow, I should go to bed. Uh-huh. And right before I go to bed, I hear, actually, you shook me up, sir. I was about ready to call whoever. I almost called you and said, can you come over and just hang out? I'm just stressed out. It was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, anyway... We could take a break, and then we got news.
Yeah, we got a break. We'll play a song from Dr. Horrible.
Another song?
Yes,
yay,
another song.
Dr. Horrible!
Victory's complete, so hail to the King.
Everything you ever
arise and sing. So your world's benign, so you think justice has a voice. And we all have a choice. Well, now your world is mine.
Everything you ever.
And I am fine.
For the super long, super post
super long
podcast.
Jeez. Say it, I know.
For Dr. Nicholas's,
you know,
sing-along video blog.
Dr. Nicholas's? How about... No.
Dr. Nitro's.
No. Just call me Nitro. Now that's a good villain name, don't you think?
Nitro?
Nitro.
It sounds like an American Gladiator. Oh, wait, it was!
Well, okay. I could set myself on fire. And blow things up, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? They have that video contest for Dr. Horrible for the DVD.
You could send in yourself as a villain, and the top 10 villains are going to be on the DVD.
I should have myself and go, I'm Nitro. I catch myself on fire. Get like a Barbie playhouse and just like blow it up and say, and then come back to me like I'm in a field, like, this is where my house was. See what I did with my pat? Yeah, it's horrible.
That'd be funny.
But that's the joke. It would be horribly horrible.
Yeah.
We could make Snuggle Bunny Fucktard have a video as
well. No. That cat is gone. I'm fine. You know what?
He didn't make the move to the new studio. He's at the old studio where I still
can. I just say, you kept saying that I was going to miss that cat. I do not miss that cat one iota.
I thought you would because you're
actually.
Really
I thought I would miss it too a little. When I went back over to visit you, he went and I even like he came over for like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. He wanted nothing to do with me. I'm like, I'm glad to be rid of you.
He's hurt.
He's not hurt, Jimmy. He's a cat.
Remember.
Speaking of,
he's aloof.
Yes, he does.
He's a stooge.
Speaking of evilness and death, we had a number of celebrities die in the last 6 weeks. Tim Russert died, host of Meet the Press. He will not be replaced
after
the election.
Yep.
That was really bad. And Tony Snow, press secretary for Bush, died. Those are more political, but they were on
TV. Bush. No one cares about Bush.
SLB.
Well, I like Bush. Can I just say that in terms of it's nice and fluffy, tastes good? Oh, we're talking about George. I'm sorry.
Estelle Getty of the Golden Girls died. She was only 84, which is funny because like 20 years ago she seemed 84. She was actually the youngest Golden Girl. They made her look a lot older.
Yeah.
But she was also the first Golden Girl to die.
Can I just say, speaking of Golden Girls, this is not news. I'm sorry. But why is it everyone's obsessed with seeing Bea Arthur naked? I'm not kidding. Like, remember Airheads?
They just want to see her penis.
Well, okay. If that's the joke, I guess I can sort of get. But
yes, the joke is she's a man.
Like even Futurama, when she was in it, they made a joke about the fembot being a man, or like want to see her nude. And I'm like, why is it that everything that references Bea Arthur it has to do with her being nude? Like, did she release nude photos? I don't
know, because everybody thinks she's a man and they want to see if she's got a penis or not.
Well, thank you for clarifying that up. You sort of took away the greatness
the
of that. The intrigue.
Oh, sorry.
Wasn't actually
and, the most, Robert Knox, who plays Marcus Belby in the new Harry Potter movie, who's kind of a character that's just in the sixth one, he was murdered in London, stabbed to death.
That's old. We talked about that on the show.
Did we talk about that?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Of course, the most important death would probably hit John Hardest, so he could reveal. Because the first time I heard about this man was from
Heath Ledger. We know.
I'd never heard of him until John mentioned him in high school.
Really? Yeah. I remember this.
When it was one of our Mr. Deal project things, and you were talking about him, and another thing, we were at the wedding last night, and there's a song playing, and Morgan's like, "What the hell is this song?" And I'm like, "Oh, I love this song. It's so stupid. I didn't realize what it was." And then all of a sudden, the chorus goes, "It's Tiny Bubbles." I'm like, "John, it's Dono."
Yeah.
But anyway, no, John turned me on to this get man. Actually, you may not have noticed, but I remember you talking about him a long time ago.
I don't remember this at all.
When you were talking about the seven words you could say,
George Carlin.
Oh, George. Oh, but you were sheltered.
That, I was sheltered. I was very sheltered.
Okay.
Yeah, I do not remember that. I remember
Carlin dying, but I don't remember him. It just feels like it was so long ago.
I don't know
ago.
If you realize that you turned me on, because I don't think I mentioned it to you. But
he turned you on, John. You turned him on.
To George Carlin.
I did a lot.
Not sexually.
He means sexually when he says that.
Yeah. George Carlin's a metaphor for my penis.
Okay.
It's old and wrinkly and bald.
Chairs farther apart.
John and I are there's sharing a loving
chair right there.
We are sharing a loving chair.
I'll sit in the hall.
Can I just say a funny story? When we were doing last week's episode, there's the chair, and I think it was really because Dad doesn't like the chair type of chair, but Mom was sitting there, and Dad's like, "I'm not sitting by her." And I don't know if she was paying attention. I don't think she was, but he kept repeating, he's like, "I'm not sitting by her. Where's your folding chair?" So I had to go up and bring him a folding chair. There it is. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, he was really, he's like, "I'm not sitting next to her." I'm like, "What the fuck, dude? It's your wife."
Other sad news. Funny story. One of Nick and I's favorite singers, Stephen Page. What the hell was going on with that?
That is
he got arrested on coke charges, hanging out with two women that were his wife in a car in upstate New York.
You know what? Now I listen to Bare Naked Ladies Are Us and Bare Naked Ladies Are Me or whatever, the last two albums.
Are Me and Are Men.
Are Men. Not yeah, Are Me and Are Men. I, there's a lot, like, my favorite song is, Take It Back or whatever. And it sounds like someone going through a divorce, even though Ed's singing, it almost sounds like it's from Steven. Listen to the albums again. Some of the stuff.
I will. To be honest, the news story completely shocked and baffled me because I'm like, if they were going to go through that stuff, they'd do it in their 20s when they were getting big. Now they're all settled with families.
Well, I know that he's had a lot of problems with his family. I knew they were separated, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah.
And Steven's always, if you read the book, right? The book, he actually is the one, actually has mental illness. So I'm sure that didn't help.
But it was very upsetting to me.
It was.
To see that in the paper.
Yeah, it is a little troubling because that it still is my favorite band.
Favorite band, yeah. Both of them. Anyway. Old news that suddenly came new again this week. Remember Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl?
Yes,
how many years
I heard
ago?
About this.
It was just tossed by the Court of Appeals. They don't have to pay the fine because the FCC overstepped their authority. I think that's great.
Yay.
But it's kind of anticlimactic.
F the FCC.
Because of all this. Because the FCC fear has already died
FCC
down.
FCC in the
USA.
But they don't have to pay the fine for Janet Jackson's nipple.
Hmm.
I wrote the finalist.
It was huge.
Yeah,
it was
like
huge.
$1 million. Close to a million.
U.S. Court of Appeals, it's taken that long to get through, and they just ruled this week. They threw it out.
Wow.
So for future reference, Janet, if you want to show your nips, you're good to go.
Well, no, I don't think that was the point of the decision.
I understand that, but that means he won't get charged. Double jeopardy. You can't get charged for the same thing twice.
Or is that just murder?
It's not a new incident.
If you murder a second person, you can get charged. If she shows her nipple a second time, she can be charged.
But that's not fair.
Yes, it is.
What's that called? Double jeopardy?
Double jeopardy is going after them for the same incident. If they do it a second time.
No, it's not. Yes, it's actually the same. No, it's the same type of charge.
No.
So
if you are cleared of murder and then you get accused of a different person's murder, they can still try you on that different person.
No, how can you? No, but that's the whole point of double jeopardy. How can you get charged for murdering someone when they're dead?
And get charged
a second time for murdering someone. You can't.
No. The double jeopardy charge is because if John winds up dead tomorrow, let me tell you this. John's dead. I'm really, really sad, but I'm going to continue the podcast anyway.
Jimmy kills
Nick
him, by the way.
Arrested.
I'm not.
No.
Yeah, I'm arrested falsely.
Okay, what if? This is true. I kill John, but you get arrested for the murder, right?
You get acquitted of John's murder.
The court rules you didn't do it. They can't arrest you again.
But Jimmy was making
John's
fun of his Battlestar Galactica.
No, Nick, listen. You can't get arrested again for John's murder.
Yeah,
now,
even,
if I wind up dead next
out
week,
and say,
yeah, even if you come out
and
the
like have
said
video
I do,
of you stabbing me in the head,
right? O.J. Simpson can no longer be tried.
I just don't
buy
this what-if scenario because it's just...
Now, if I wind up dead the next week, they can't say, oh, we didn't manage to convict Nick on John's. I guess he gets a free pass on Jimmy. No, you get arrested.
And then I open my wallet, and before I pull up a map of Alaska, I pull out my, get out of jail free card.
No. It just means you can't be tried for John's murder twice.
Well, I find that to be a bunch of skullduggery right there, whatever that means.
In other news, Kevin Smith's new movie, Zack and Miri, got a porno, got an NC-17 rating. He's appealing because that would prevent a wide release. I'm worried that he's just going to have to edit it down and that's going to piss me off. Although I'm sure the full version will be on DVD.
They're show the unrated on DVD.
I know, but I want to see it the way it was meant to in theaters.
First off, shame on him for thinking he would get away with it, I guess would be my thing.
Oh, I disagree. I'm all for Kevin Smith.
I am too. Okay, I love Kevin Smith. I don't like Spodcast.
I love Spodcast.
I'm sorry, there's only so much I can take of him saying I'm a horrible lay in every episode. I think I listened to 13 of them in a row, and they're all funny, but after a while, like, it's just like, hey, honey, you're on this week's episode again for the third time in a week. Just tell him how much of a horrible fuck I am. Horrible lay I am. I'm a horrible lay, aren't I? And they get into an interesting conversation, because he's very intellectual.
Probably not.
And then he goes, yeah, but what does that have to do with me being a horrible fuck? And you're just like, let it go.
Yeah.
That joke's, I think the joke's, it's overkill.
I'm hoping they back
It's like Jimmy being
hard.
Gay. That joke's still funny.
That's still funny, I know. The racist ended up being overkill.
But we all realized that and put it to bed.
Yes, it is.
Jimmy's racist. No, you're not. We're done.
Crackers. Roger Ebert and Roper's name is, they both quit the TV show. They'll still review movies, but they quit the show.
The show will continue
with different hosts.
Why is it your animation block is starting to get smart again, but then the rest of the company gets stupid?
I just thought that was shocking. I couldn't believe he quit after all these years.
Well, first off, he's not on the show anymore. They're going to take it in a different direction. I'm sure when he heard it, he was just like, no. So they said, well, what will we have to do to buy you out? And he just, well, how about I just quit? And apparently, he even said, now, I don't know if Roper's still involved, but did you fart?
Roper quit the show,
Jesus.
Too.
Roper quit first before Ebert could.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Supposedly. But the whole gist of it was that apparently Roper might be on the new show that Ebert's developed, because Ebert owns the patent for the thumbs up with Siskel's widow.
So you think Ebert and Roper are going to do a new show on something
Well,
else?
They're going to produce it. Ebert can't talk.
Yeah.
because his operation, it's actually quite harrowing.
Oh, I did not hear about any of this.
He only had heart surgery a few years ago.
Yeah.
It got really bad, and then at a kink, the cancer spread up, so they were fixing it up here, and it damaged his vocal cords.
But he can still do his thumbs.
Well, he can't. He can still write. As a matter of fact, if you go to RogerEbert.com, he writes wonderful reviews, and it's still good, but it's still amazing he keeps going. Yeah. Like, he went to his film festival he holds every year, where they all go to Steak and Shake afterwards. That's pretty neat. That's his favorite restaurant, Steak and Shake. He takes, like, the panelists who submit their films, even if they're famous, world famous. He goes, "We're going to Steak and Shake." He would seriously write on the card, and he's like, "I'm not going to miss this for my life, even if I cannot even see," which is film. So I was surprised, and made me really respect Ebert more than I already did. Yeah. I listen to Ebert sometimes more than I should.
Well, to get away from the dark news, I've got some great news.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy says he's going to retire after Meet Dave and not make any more movies.
No, he's not. He's making Beverly Hills Cop.
He said after Meet Dave,
he's lying! Lying!
He said he's made enough movies,
he's done. It's fake.
Then he could be like, "I'm coming out of retirement to do Beverly Hills Cop."
Okay, can I also just say...
Maybe if he just retires from doing, like, movies that require him to play...
multiple roles?
10 different parts.
If he agrees to only play one role per movie for now...
Now, I didn't see Meet Dave. I thought it looked interesting,
but I thought it looked stupid.
I will admit that Eddie Murphy was
fantastic in Dreamgirls, but that's about the only good role I've seen him do.
The problem is
he just played one role.
Yes.
He attaches himself to characters in where he's either the lead or he's not the lead. No, Shrek. He's not the lead character. He's the second banana, but you know what? That movie hits big. That's why people like him and Mike Myers can make horrible shit films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad the Love Guru bombed. People can finally see the horribleness that is Mike Myers.
the same joke overkill.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. No. The Office spinoff that they were going to do
is
no longer going to be a spinoff.
No, they're still doing
it. Well, listen, let me tell my story.
No, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. Let me finish.
I already know the ending.
Amy Poehler is going to star in what was going to be the Office spinoff. It's no longer going to be a spinoff. It's going to be a live show, but they're still going to do a spinoff. It just won't be that show with Amy Poehler. And Amy Poehler was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Saturday Night Live.
She's Pragers.
Fantastic.
She's Pragers.
Amy Poehler is?
Yeah, she's Pragers.
Who's she married?
The guy from Arrested Development?
I can't think of his name.
Arnold. What's Arnett. His name?
Arnett. Arnett.
Will Arnett. Yeah.
He's the voice of the Vulture in Horton Hears a Who.
Yes.
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
I didn't either.
It's actually surprising, I didn't like up until the very end, and then it got really emotional. You're like, wow, I surprisingly care about the characters.
Aww.
Damn this movie, because I so far hated it.
Yeah.
But he plays the Vulture, and you can't tell it's him. It's like he was in some other animated movie, and I didn't know it was him. It was really weird. Anyway.
The Emmys will be September 21st, and since the show is already so jam-packed, they didn't want to put our Emmy picks into this show, so we'll do that next week to save the results. ABC is only doing one scripted series this year called Life on Mars from David Kelly. It will follow Grey's Anatomy.
Christopher Moltisanti from The Sopranos has been recast as somebody in it. That's all I know.
Really? And part of the deal with him doing Life on Mars is they're giving him a whole season to finish Boston Legal the way he wants to. So this will be the final season of Boston
David
Legal.
Kelly was already taken off Life on Mars, though.
Was he? Well, he had already made the contract then that he gets to do one more season of Boston Legal. This will be the final, but he gets to end it the way he wants. So Grey's will do a 2-hour premiere, and then it'll pick up with Life on Mars will follow Grey's Anatomy, which is a great time slot for
I've heard from 4 different girls who watch this show religiously. That show needs to, do its final death knell.
Which
Grey's Anatomy.
There were parts of last season that were suffering, but it picked itself back up.
I heard the finale was horrible.
No, the finale was great, but there were parts... The bit before the strike was horrible.
I've heard it's been ranked up there with, Battlestar Galactica and Star Trek and crappiness.
Wow, I'm just going to let you go on that one.
If only
just watch the sidelines and laugh.
Only
how true
those
it
shows
is.
Are actually ranked for crappiness, which they are not.
You know what? You know why Star Trek, the original series, sucks? No, really.
Battlestar Galactica.
No. I'm being very
moving
sincere.
Moving on!
I'm being sincere here for just one moment, and that is, I love the movies, I love the characters. I just hate that they repeat the same damn... I know Gene wasn't looking to make a sci-fi show. Yeah. That's great. But repeating the same plot and different disguises I don't care what you have to say.
I admit that there are, several plots they do, three or four different times.
People love this planet. they have a sacred document. I don't know what it is. I think it is the document of independence from 1776. Very convoluted. Oh,
some of the
my
plot,
God.
Some of the plot did get recycled episode. Over and over, and I did notice that. But then you get the episodes like Trouble Tribbles or City on the Edge of Forever that were just brilliant, that stand alone.
Okay, like five episodes are good. Like that good.
There's more than five.
Okay, maybe seven. I'm giving it more benefit of the doubt.
I'm moving on before I get angry. Seth MacFarlane's new web series, Cavalcade, will star Will Wheaton.
Is that really how it's spelled?
No. Cavalcade.
Jimmy is
will
a horrible
Will
speller.
Wheaton. I'm surprised Nick did not tell me about this.
I told you before the show, being that I took last week, it's really all you for news. So, because okay. Usually you research the same things I do, so.
That's true. We get a lot of repeats. Both Family Guy and Robot Chicken are already working on their second Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't really care about Family Guy. I watch the show now. I've always enjoyed Family Guy.
Blue Harvest was pretty good, and the Robot Chicken Star Wars was pretty good. Now they're both going to move on.
Gay guy song. That went on for way too long.
I'm really not looking forward to the spinoff Cleveland, though, I have to say.
Yeah. By the way, Seth MacFarlane as John Cross in Hellboy 2. Did you see that yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Dude, you totally need to see that.
I haven't seen it yet either. I love Hellboy.
You know what? We all need to see that. It's like Thursday or something. I'm not kidding. We'll go do that and we'll come back and do the podcast. I wasn't expecting him in the movie, and I followed the movie around. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And you're going, is that Seth MacFarlane? No. Oh my God, it is. And he plays it wonderful. Anyway, sorry.
Another Seth Rogen wrote a Simpsons episode and will voice the trainer, the Homer Simpson, who will be starring in a movie penned by the comic book guy.
Huh.
Which sounds fun, yeah. Michael J. Fox is doing 4 episodes of Rescue Me this year and is in talks to become a regular on Rescue Me.
Now, I might actually watch the show just for that.
Well, see, I'm too far behind jumping now. I kind of always wanted to, but his character will be able to shake and whatever. They're going to explain the disease away. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has aired 32 episodes in the first 3 seasons. FX has ordered 52 more episodes that they're going to film like all together and then air them over the next few years with the same producers and cast. It's a great show. I have this news story has been on my computer forever, so it probably needs updated, but the Screen Actors Guild said they would work beyond the end of their contract if negotiations continue into July. July's like over. They're still working though, so obviously they're not on strike, but they still haven't finished their negotiations.
That waste of news has been brought to you by
It's still
Jimmy's
kind of
computer.
Relevant. It's just I worded it wrong. And the big question right now, and I've heard conflicting reports even as early as today, will there be a Top Gun 2 where Tom Cruise reprises his role as a teacher
Top Gunner.
With a young
I
pilot?
I lost that one skill and stuck in my head.
Maybe it's a song.
I don't think there should be a Top Gun 2. Tom Cruise is past being good.
Cool.
But the rumor that they were tossing to was, is it going to be Katie? Is it going to be their first role together? That she'll be the pilot?
Yeah.
It's been totally ruined.
Speaking of which, Katie Holmes, you know what?
I know.
Season 1 comes out in September.
I pre-ordered it because Amanda watched the pilot and then they were rerunning like episodes 8 seconds and she's like, this is a great pilot. I'm going to watch the show. So I really realized that so she didn't catch up.
And I actually, they have Scrubs disc, which is they have some listen to epic music in each episode, so if you like the song, they have one by
Now, speaking of Scrubs, I'm going to slow down while we're talking about it. Scrubs, because ABC wants to do an 8th season after this supposedly final 7th season, they want to do an 8th season. Zach Braff already said he's not doing an 8th season. So if they do an 8th season, they'll do without their main character, which sucks. Scrubs will not be out in the fall. There's conflicting reports where we've talked about it. It won't be out to January, so the new season will be in January. Eric Schock is a Scrubs actor. He's doing multi more episodes of How I Met Your Mother this season. But according to the producers, at least at this time, they don't think she's the mother.
Well, the producers are saying that, but Bill Lawrence said that he thinks she's the mother.
Bill Lawrence is working on it.
Well, he has to work with them exclusively for her schedule.
I know. But that was the big rumor that she wasn't the mother. Now they're saying,
well,
Brittany's going to come back too, though.
Well, she has to. Doesn't fill her role with it.
She's done such a good job the first 2 times. She actually.
You talk about I think we sort of out-talked the show, which is my fault, because we have seen it a lot. they're going to do the new cast. They're going to do that, though. They need to be sort of...
Every young cast grad should just die.
Honestly, if they didn't get a new cast, I think they should make Donald Faison on the lead. I really don't. Honestly, I know they won't. They're stupid.
Yes.
Like, they're... Bill Lawrence has a problem with letting the show stop. Because I can understand why you have a great cast, good writers, for the most part. They'll keep Dr. Cox, Dr. Kelso, probably, and Ted, the B team, and they'll put a new cast in there. They could lose maybe Sarah Chalk, and you'll lose Zach Braff, and maybe Donald Faison. I wouldn't lose Donald Faison. I think Donald Faison is a very good character. What's that?
You don't think you'll lose Jonathan Gimlin?
No.
Just
because he's a... No offense to him. What does he do? And also, they're very open for kids on his Down syndrome. He needs to work with that schedule, so movie's not as polite.
That's
yeah.
True.
Anyway, Bill Lawrence, if you know that show, die, just let die. Remember what happened last time with Spin City? Michael J. Fox left. Yeah.
Sick of TV, 13 more episodes of Sick of the American Teenager were picked up from the total of 23. And they were like 11, I believe, this summer, and then they'll come back in the day.
Burners was picked up for season 2 by its third episode.
Of season 1?
Yeah.
Season
2
now. Yeah.
Not Burners. In plain sight, I'm sorry.
Yes, in plain sight.
Sorry.
Well, the second and third episodes were great. The first, the pilot sucked, but...
It wasn't high rated, which...
Which Big Jungle was not canceled, apparently. Which kind of pisses me off, because it was already announced that it was canceled, so I deleted the last few episodes.
We got picked up by a different network, didn't it?
I did not hear that. I only heard that it was picked up.
Oh.
And it doesn't matter, because I'm not going to watch it.
Yay!
Desperate Housewives announced the ending after seven, that they will end after 7 seasons, which means they have 3 more. Which they announced 2 years ago, that they were going to do 5 more. So I don't know why it was a big deal. Ooh. But what makes me mad is they're going to, for the last 3 seasons, they're going ahead with this 5-year jump, and they recast all the Scavo kids. And I love the actors they have playing all the Scavo kids.
Those damn Scavo
kids.
But
they were young, so now they have to be teenagers.
They're
so
the reason why Universal lot bought, you know, burned down.
Yeah.
Which we missed that too, didn't we? No, we got that in.
Yeah, we got it in.
We got it in, yeah.
Okay. The Shield is in its final season.
We did that.
There we go.
Yes. The Shield is in its final season. And Nip Tuck, even though its final season is going to start premiering in January, will not end until 2011. So they're really going to stretch that final season over like 2 years.
God.
Whatever.
It's like South Park. Here's 2 episodes of the new season. Have fun with that. And we'll build the new ones.
It's so annoying. ER is adding 4 new castmates for its final season, including Emily Rose of Brothers and Sisters. She played Lena on Brothers and Sisters.
I think it's funny that What's-Her-Name is leaving the show. She said she would rather end the show. She was in News Radio.
Mm-hmm.
For her name. She's in,
I know you're talking
Liar,
about,
Liar.
But yeah.
Maura Tierney?
Yeah.
She wanted to end the show.
But she said she would come back for the finale, though.
She said she'd come back for the finale, but she actually thought the show would end. And then, like, after she quit the show, they wrote her off. They announced that they were canceling the show.
Yeah.
So they were going to do 1 more season. So I'm like, how does that make you feel?
That's what, like season 13 or something?
I don't know.
14.
I think it's
like
14, 15.
That
show should have ended with George Clooney
teens.
Coming back and taking Mary
Maybe.
Grace.
Well, I love that joke in the series finale, Will and Grace, where he's watching ER and it's still on like 20 years later. He's like, it's been so good since George Clooney came back after his movie career was over.
I don't know what George... Oh, if you see The Dark Knight, did you see the trailer for the new Coen Brothers movie?
No, that did not play for us.
What was?
It was... what was it called? Burn After Reading.
No, we only have 4 trailers. That was not one of them.
It's a trailer of it's like Brad Pitt and one of the Coen brothers' wives. She's in Almost Famous. It plays the mom. I can't remember her name right now.
Oh, shit. No, I know who Frances McDormand.
Frances McDormand, yes.
Oh.
They run a gym or something, and Brad Pitt is playing it very stupid. He finds a briefcase with like documents of CIA documents, like code names, people to not call, who they should call, and one of them is John Malkovich in badass mode, and he starts pranking him, and like code name Alpha, who the hell is this? It hangs up on him, and so like it becomes this weird thing. And George Clooney's in it. It's like all star cast,
huh?
And it's perversely funny.
The last one.
And he looks like all buffly toned, the fake hairdo Brad Pitt does. It looks hilarious.
Nice.
I was surprised. I was like, what the hell is this? Huh. I didn't hear any. It came on under the radar for me. So,
huh. What's it called?
Burn After Reading.
Burn After Reading.
Huh. Yeah.
William Peterson's leaving CSI.
Which I hinted at long ago.
I thought I remembered you.
And the thing is,
he's down as a producer and occasionally guest star, and then they're not going to promote one of the cast to replace him. They're bringing in somebody new to replace him. There's going to be some overlap.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's pretty much one of those things where he's tired of doing the show.
Yeah.
And he's still producing the show. He's like, what's her name from Scrubs?
He's still going to be involved in the show. He's just
if I want to act, I'm going to ask to be written in. If not, just don't write me in. That's pretty much what it is.
The Cox's wife you're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. William Peterson is acting like that, which is, I'm producing the show. I want to be in a few episodes. Write me in. If not, I'm good.
And we talked about last summer, Damages, which I loved last summer.
It's coming back,
And it got picked up for season 2 and 3 at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2, I think, isn't coming back to like January. But William Hurt, it will be his first regular TV role. He's one of the stars of Damages season 2.
William Hurt.
Movie star.
Is that the guy from Hellboy played the father? Is that John Hurt?
I can't
remember. V for Vendetta. He also in Indiana Jones played the crazy old man, doctor.
I can't remember. I
think that's John Hurt. I think that's John Hurt.
William Hurt is in stuff, though.
He's in stuff.
Ted Danson will be returning in some capacity. The season one ended with him getting shot and apparently dying, but since that show relies so heavily on flashbacks, they're not revealing whether Ted Danson survived the gunshot wound or not. He may just be returning in flashbacks. Marcia Gay Harden also joining the cast as a regular for season 2.
Yay.
And Timothy Oliphant will be a reoccurring character.
Timothy Oliphant. That dude is good.
Well, he'll be in Damages. You might have to jump on Damages. It was quite good.
I won't. I'm just saying.
I know. Heroes season 2 DVD will feature what happened after the vial broke.
About that.
It's an alternate ending because they were going to continue the season with an outbreak arc. So they're going to, but they caught the vial and it didn't break in the one it aired. So they're going to air the alternate ending where it broke and the scenes they filmed for 2 episodes that would take place after it broke, even though that's not going to be in the continuity. It'll be on the DVD.
Huh.
Just pretty cool.
By the way, John, you still have Lost, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You haven't watched any more of it. Or any
it's
of it.
Been sitting in the same spot that.
Have you watched any of it at all?
No.
John, you need to get on that.
The four-toed statue is going to be explained this season.
Yes.
Gosh.
Don't talk any more about it right now because just it's going to ruin it for John.
And we're going to see the one guy, the one big guy's foot.
I need
foot,
to start watching like an episode
with
a day or something.
Yeah, you do.
It's like a new routine.
You know,
like,
on my day off or something, I just need to sit and watch.
Nick and I were talking about this. I did not watch Wonder Falls. Nick did, but hated it. Did you ever watch the show Wonder Falls?
Nope.
I watched a few episodes.
Did you watch the Muffin Buffalo episode?
No.
There's a character in the Muffin Buffalo episode named Mary Ann Marie Beadle.
Mm-hmm.
And the creator of Wonder Falls now does Pushing Daisies. They're bringing that character from Wonder Falls into Pushing Daisies. It'll make Pushing Daisies officially like a spinoff. And they are trying to get the main character of Wonder Falls to appear on Pushing Daisies as well. They told Comic-Con.
I don't understand why you gotta take a great show and ruin it by saying it's a spinoff of a show that wasn't as good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Pushing Daisies is a wonderful show.
Is,
I don't care if they do that.
And I've got some more little spoilers for the upcoming season, or teasers, whatever you prefer, that Chuck and Olive will stay roommates. They will still live together. Chuck's a girl, by the way, if you're not watching the show. Chuck's aunts will visit the pie hole and end up in a nunnery. And David Arquette will play Ned's new best friend.
I love them.
I also heard some rumors that Chuck and Ned will be able to get closer intimately through some complicated plastic contraption that we will just have to wait and see. They will
that
be able
awesome.
To spoon at least.
Aww. No, it's
because if he touches her, she dies permanently.
Yeah, that's the thing. Jimmy murdered you, and I'm the pie maker. I touch you,
you
come back alive,
but
I touch you.
If he doesn't touch you in under 60 seconds, then somebody else has to die in your place. But whether he does that or not, if he touches
Jimmy
you again...
Jimmy dies. That's how Jimmy dies.
That's how I died. Because he didn't touch you in 60 seconds.
Right, so
then touches you again, even if somebody else has already died in your place, if he touches you again, you still die permanently.
Well, now say, John, you were a girl, and I loved you since I was like 4.
Or
Nick's becomes,
gay.
Or Nick's gay.
Be a girl. Be talking
to I'm gay, sure. And then I've loved you since I was 4, even though I didn't know you then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it becomes really pretty. It's like he builds something in his car so they can hold hands. And it's...
It's like a glove. It's
tragic.
Yeah, there's a wall in the car.
It's very sweet. Like, considering, like, you know, how much they can do.
It's a fairy tale. It's a the whole show's a fairy tale. It's wonderful.
It's an awesome fairy tale. Full of pie. Full of pie.
That's all you need to know. It's full of pie.
Dude, like,
and there's songs sometimes.
Did you ever see Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah.
You know the narrator? Actually, the narrator of
Jim,
that.
It's Jim Dale.
Jim Dale. He narrates the show.
And all the colors
like
are too bright.
Okay.
And all the yards are too well manicured. You know, it's very fairy tale-esque. The houses are crooked and interesting.
Huh.
And they always do kid versions.
Now, when is this on?
It's on ABC on
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Unless they moved it.
Well, yeah, it was
know.
On Wednesdays last season. It premiered last season. This will be season two.
Huh.
And they would always like do flashbacks at the beginning to little boy Ned falling in love with little girl Chuck, the girl named Chuck.
The whole how he killed his mother was so funny and sad he didn't mean to. He didn't know he had the power.
Mm-hmm.
She died of an aneurysm or something, and he goes down and goes, "Mom," and she wakes back up. Well, later that night, she's tucking him in for bed. What does moms do?
Kisses him on the hip. But because she was alive for longer than 60 seconds, somebody geographically close to the died. It was Chuck's father. So he not only killed his own mother, he killed her father too. And he finally did come clean with that.
It was so heartbreaking. Anyway, it is heartbreaking.
And she lives with her strange aunts, and they still think she's dead.
The guy who did Men in Black and Adam's Family, he's very quirky anyway with his humor. It's like that.
But anyway, that little boy, Ned, and little girl Chuck running around flashbacks. Now they're going to add their other two like supporting characters, who is Kristen Chenoweth.
That's funny.
And Emerson, who's Chi McBride. And they've cast little kids to play them
as well. That's hilarious.
So I think that'll be really entertaining. CW, after three seasons, is really fledging. Even Gossip Girl, which is their big hit, is not getting the ratings they want. So next year, they're probably going to premiere their shows in the summer instead of the fall to get less competition from the networks.
Yeah.
They've got what Media Rights Capital, which is a company, is helping them produce their shows. So them and CW are going to decide together from now on what shows get canceled and what shows get picked up. They are doing four new shows in the fall.
Every fucking time. I was so proud. Up to this point, we had
not. It wasn't Morgan.
Doesn't matter.
We said our goodbyes before. It was my roommate. Anyway, so CW's got four new shows on Sundays, though. Bob Saget is starring in a new show called Surviving Suburbia about a family and its neighbors.
Yeah. You guys ever watch the Celebrity Roast on Comedy Central?
Yes.
Every once in a while. Jimmy watches
them. Bob Saget's going to be the next person roasted.
That's awesome. It's always in August, isn't it?
Yeah,
I watched a stand-up show on Showtime. It was horrible.
What?
I think he's still going to keep doing How I Met
the
Your Mother, because he narrates How I Met Your Mother, but this shouldn't interfere.
Yeah, it's not.
And then Laurie Metcalf and Judge Reinhold are starring in East Money about a family working.
Judge Reinhold. All stand for Honorable Judge Reinhold.
And they're also doing a show called Valentine that I'm like a little confused about. It's about a family of Greek gods who aid in love connections. Now, I don't know if they mean like the ancient mythical Greek gods or if they're.
Wow,
like,
that's almost a parody of Cupid by Rob Thomas.
Actually, they're remaking Cupid.
Which
did
I know
you see
that.
That?
I knew
Cupid's
that.
Coming
yes,
back
that's
as well.
Why I brought it up.
And Shannon Doherty has been signed for multi-episodes of the new 90210.
And no one cares.
I know.
That is news, but I'm just like, damn.
Harold and Kumar 2 made twice the money of Harold and Kumar 1 at the box office.
Isn't that surprising?
I didn't see either one in theaters, but I love the first one.
It's not surprising to me.
I love the first one. I want the second one.
One I thought was hilarious.
Did you see the second one?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, usually
I heard it was very good.
I haven't seen it either.
I thought it was great. I heard it was...
See, I heard the opposite. I heard it was horrible.
I heard mixed, but I still want to see it.
Yeah, or if I hear it was more mixed, where I heard more bad than I did good. So that's why I was surprised.
Well,
I thought the first one was.
Oh, first one was great.
Good,
well,
I wasn't going to be surprised if the second one was equally as.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Well, when that first one came out, the two lead actors were still kind of B-list actors, you know.
Yeah.
So they had signed a contract for a 3-picture deal, so the third one is in the works. Starring the same two
But
characters.
You know what? They don't care because that's extra money in their pocket.
I know. And Neil Patrick Harris will have
now,
to do it,
did he sign, too, for the third
he
one?
He was not signed, but he came back for the second one. He'll come back.
Oh, his character's so great in it.
Yeah, he'll do it.
I mean,
he'll do it because he loved doing the first one.
Like snorting coke off
But it's not
back.
Really Neil Patrick Harris. That's
Who cares?
Great.
It's awesome.
It's a parody of Neil Patrick Harris. David Self has been signed to write the fourth RoboCop movie set 20 years later. Where the
like
Wild
RoboCop
Things Are, which
damn.
Was supposed to come out in October, has now been delayed almost an entire year.
What?
The movie Where the Wild Things Are was supposed to be October. They're now talking that it might be next October.
Yeah. Well, I saw some of the effects for it.
Mm-hmm.
they had it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous.
They're going to go back and redo all the effects and stuff.
What?
That the studio's not happy with Spike Jonze's. Spike Jonze was trying to do everything animatronic. They want to do everything CGI. They've been battling. Supposedly, Spike Jonze has in his contract that he gets final cut. The big disagreements are over the special effects, so they may even start from scratch, just redo it all.
I'm That's sorry. After watching some of the footage, now see, that would make me
boycott the show. There's a lot of worry that this is going to kill the movie, but then there's also talk that maybe it's going to do what it needs to do. And
because if you see WALL-E, they showed the trailer for Bolt,
mm-hmm.
and
I saw the trailer for Bolt was before Batman when I saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
I don't think I saw Bolt before either one of them.
You saw it on WALL-E. Oh, yeah, because you and me were making fun. This is not the event of the holiday season.
Yes, we
were. Which, my friend's friend is working on the movie, which is fine. He's worked on some not interesting movies, but the guy who did Lilo and Stitch,
right.
He was working on American Dog, and when Lasseter took over Disney, he didn't agree with how he was doing. And I saw some of the footage. It was gorgeous.
Hmm.
There was no audio, but it was like the cat driving a car, and he was talking to the dog. And, Lasseter told him to change a bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. or he gets, we'll have to take over the film, mm-hmm. and he didn't do it. So Sounders quit, went to DreamWorks, and they redesigned everything, and that's what Bolt is now. Which is, technically, if you've seen 103 Dalmatians, you have no need to watch Bolt. Which is, a dog thinks he's a real superhero. Neither did I, but I read the plot,
and
you can know for a fact what the idea is, which is a dog's on a movie set. He thinks he's a superhero. He has to learn how to be a dog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Either that or at the very end of the movie, a situation comes up where he needs to be a superhero, and he believes in himself, and he does it.
Yes. Yeah. And nothing, that's why I think my friend goes, Brock wants to know how did I enjoy it? His wife thought it was the best part of the WALL-E movie experience was the Bolt trailer, which I thought... I'm like, the movie looks good, but it doesn't look interesting to me. But I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. Tim Burton also cast as Alice for Alice in Wonderland. It is not Johnny Depp. It is a young, age-appropriate female.
I bet he will play the Mad Hatter, the Cheshire Cat, all of them. I had a joke where in my comic where... I still wanted him
to play Alice, though. I thought that was
The whole thing was that the new character writes a Godzilla 2 script to the 1998 movie, and he goes down, and it's like the dream project. Kevin Smith and Cameron Crowe are going to help him do a rewrite or something like that, and Steven Spielberg is going to direct it, and all of a sudden, last minute, the studio can't work it out, so he's producing a movie directed by Tim Burton, and Tim Burton goes, I don't really like what's going on here. Well, how are we going to do the effects? Well, Godzilla's going to be played by Johnny Depp. Well, who's going to play Nick Titopoulos? Matthew Broderick, right? No, we got Johnny Depp for that. And what about Animal, the Cameron guy? Well, that's going to be Johnny Depp, too. The monster fighting Godzilla? That's going to be also Johnny Depp. And so, the joke is, he goes over and Johnny Depp's acting to be a lizard, and he actually eats a fly.
But Johnny Depp's so good, I believe that. Because,
his one eye is, Murphy. Over, looking everywhere.
It's not like Eddie Murphy. He'll do a good job.
No, he will. Nothing against Johnny Depp, but, that's more of a slam against Tim Burton, not Johnny Depp. Anyway.
George Lucas is going to remake all 6 Star Wars movies in 3D.
He's not adding new effects to him. He's just making them 3D.
Okay.
Just to clarify, because you thought they were going to remake all of them.
I thought they were
going to
redo special effects.
New
and
cast.
Stuff
and
No, I didn't think they were going to redo it with new casting. I just thought they were going to redo more special effects and re-edit and all that crap.
No, it's just like
just making 3D.
Apparently some of the test reviews from Comic-Con and Show West last year have been amazing. So people
Done that last year, and then the project dropped, and now it just came up in the news again this week that he's going forward.
Well, he's been working on it secretly. He let everyone know the project dropped. See, that's the thing with Lucas. You never can tell when he's being...
Whatever.
Yeah. Eggman 2 is coming out, set in the 1980s. I didn't see the first one, but I heard it's really funny.
That's funny.
As long as Steve Carell comes back, that honestly is the best part of the movie.
Yeah. It's going to be in the 80s, though, which will be interesting.
Who cares? That's the best part. You stabbed a man. I don't know where I got that pitchfork from. Well, that's interesting. You might want
a man with a trident.
A trident. I'm sorry. He's like, you stabbed a man with a trident. I don't know where that came from.
I was meaning to tell you something. You should probably go to the safe house.
MTV is remaking.
Rick killed a guy.
I haven't seen the movie. Now I'm gonna have to watch it, I guess.
You guess? Yes.
I thought Talladega Nights looked terrible, and I thought it was hilarious. So maybe Anchorman.
Talladega Nights is like a family version of Anchorman. It really is.
Yeah.
It's shake and bake.
Yeah. Because see, I have not liked Will Ferrell's comedies overall.
It's
like
hilarious.
I thought Old School was terrible.
I want to see Step Brothers.
Talladega Nights was great.
I do too.
Because I've seen so many movies this summer. Like they have this ad in the front of it where it's like actually the two of them like live
no
sitting there,
to see that.
And they go, "Hey, what are you doing? Don't you leave? I'm gonna kick your ass." And then like Riley calms him down. The only funny thing is,
it wasn't good.
The only thing is that no one actually is moving. Well, after like the fourth time I've seen it, someone actually was getting up and moving to get something, and so it was like hilarious.
Yeah,
like if someone played. I'm sorry. It was.
MTV is remaking the Rocky Horror Picture Show with the original script. They're getting the original script back out.
Let that die. I hate that thing.
I love it.
Let it like poke it and
they're
die.
They're going to use songs
and
that
rape
were cut.
It. Piss
they're
on
going
it.
To use songs that were cut
that
originally. They're going to add them back in and use the original script.
You like the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Besides the
now,
time
the thing
it
is right. though, in the See, United States, it's going to air as a TV movie. Overseas, it's going to be theatrical release. No, they're a theatrical release. It's just not in the
in
United
the
States.
UK, not the US. Though US is where the big dollars are at.
Mm-hmm.
Not for Rocky Horror, apparently.
Well, I know. Well, that's the whole point.
I've not got the okay, Battlestar Galactica.
Wait a minute. Okay, I need to say something.
Yes.
If you're going... Okay, from now on...
Yes.
If you're going to have Battlestar Galactica news...
Yes.
We need to just
you need to condense it all into one section. Rather than...
That was review. This is news.
I don't care. I don't
normally,
care.
I would have news
you need
and review
to have
the same
news,
week.
Then reviews, and then like a little Battlestar area... That way, so like
you,
I know it's coming.
Okay, but
then I can go like take shit.
Here's my defense, okay?
Bathroom is to the right.
Actually,
here's my defense. The finale aired.
I believe
right
that my
after
shit
the robbery
would be more interesting than
the
listening
finale,
to any Battlestar Galactica.
The
we
finale
are experiencing
aired after
technical
the robbery. Most of this news is from this past week. 6 weeks later, it's not my fault they're on the same show.
Is it still Battlestar news though?
But it's...
Oh, it
doesn't
matter.
It does! Because it's normally when I have all this much Bowser on the same show
God,
when they were breaking
so
things.
But you're not understanding my point.
Well, I do understand your point, and I think it's wrong.
You know what?
Ass.
I'm just going to let you
and
know.
You know,
no, John,
you know what,
it doesn't
John?
Matter if it's a one-sentence blip or
You'll
like a novel about Battlestar. It just needs to all be at once.
Because you haven't seen it.
So I... can just...
You know, the longer you talk about this, the longer it's going to take me to get through Battlestar Galactica.
That's funny. I'm just going to let you go on that. See, I have nothing to do with that at all.
Okay. The Battlestar Galactica...
Fracking show.
We mentioned... you even used their lingo. The Battlestar Galactica TV movie we mentioned... We had mentioned that they might do three movies.
You must like the show, then. You must like the show.
The longer you do it, the longer it's going to take me, because I'm not dropping any of this. No matter how much you rib me. Sometimes when you rib me, I rush through it and just get it out of the way. I'm not dropping this. I'm going to talk about this. Battlestar Galactica TV movie.
I beg of you, stop.
Who, they were talking about three. They're only going to do one. It's going to be set during the series.
What if they saved it for last?
It will air after. It's not
like
last.
It's important.
I've got another news story.
Oh, my God.
It's set during the series, but will air after the series finale. They said you'll appreciate it more after the finale. The
well,
script is signed off on, but they have not signed it yet. And it's written by Jane Espenson, who was a Buffy the Vampire Slayer writer, who also wrote the
prequel. Stab me with a stake now.
And it's going to be directed by Edward Olmos, who played Adama. They're going to hope to begin shooting in August or September. The finale episodes that we thought were going to have to wait till like March or April are going to start in January. The plan
wait,
is
when?
To do...
I need to put that in my schedule so I can make sure I miss it. So I don't accidentally turn the TV on and see Battlestar.
Before that comes back,
wow.
We will have 10 more webisodes written by Jane. Again, they haven't cast those, but they're going to put them online October and November. I haven't watched the web episodes they've done. It's just too much effort. I never watched the webisodes for Lost either. The plan is to do 8 single 1-hour episodes and then a 3-hour finale.
8 hours.
And then a 3-hour finale, bringing the total to 11 hours. Now, originally they were going to do a 2-hour finale. But they went to Sci-Fi and said, I don't think we can do it in 2 hours. Can we have 3 hours? Can we have three? So Sci-Fi said, okay, you can have three. They turned in the scenes. They have enough footage. They could probably do 4 hours. So Sci-Fi is considering maybe doing a 4-hour finale.
And what 4 hours really means is that five
Well, the DVD, will be 5 because they said the DVD, even if they do a 4-hour finale, the DVD will still be an extended cut to that of the finale of the series.
Help me.
It's going to be that good.
Okay, as anyone who saw Return of the King can testify, length does not actually mean it's good.
Battlestar, the extended editions have tended to be better. Caprica, which is the prequel, is already done filming. The early reviews and notes from the studio have been very, very positive. They're putting up against 2 other pilots, Warehouse 13 Revolution, and the decision will be made in September, which will go forward as a series. If Caprica gets picked up as a series, they're going to hold it till next year so they can do 13 episodes. If it's not picked up as a series, then they'll just air the prequel in the fall. But it's designed to be a pilot to a series, so hopefully they'll pick it up as a series. Ron Moore is very positive that they're going to do that. Now, the big news...
Is he now?
Yes. Now, the big news that I saved to last, which is not Battlestar Galactica related.
Oh, I gotta take this off.
Not Battlestar Galactica. My big news story of the week is Sarah Silverman and Jimmy Kimmel broke up.
That's not news. No one cares.
This is. Because Anne Hathaway's newly single, and there's Sarah Silverman's single, and I told Morgan that if Zoe's single too, and I'm not sure if she is or not, she might be. I'm moving to Los Angeles and nothing.
Oh, he is not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that. But if Zoe's listening, you should tell
me. They would
me.
Not even come near you with the 100-foot pole.
I'm just saying. Who's that weird
you
guy
in your Battlestar Galactica Forever t-shirt?
Guy over there? He's a fan.
I do not own any Battlestar Galactica t-shirts, you fracking asshole. Next week on The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky, we'll have reviews of Mad Men Season 1 and the premiere of Season 2. Reviews of Shark Week, Project Runway Season 5 premiere, Comic-Con coverage, a Mamma Mia review, our Emmy picks, and more!
I bet you anything that Mamma Mia does not happen. I'm just
Amanda
saying.
And I are going to go see it tomorrow.
Well, damn, never mind. No, I just remember one time you said, we're going to go see Sex and City next week on The Good Bad Game. And it's like, we didn't
that
see it.
That was not my fault.
Don't blame your girlfriend.
I'm just
going
to listen to some ABBA and then, you know, call it a day. Worry about going to see the movie. I own an ABBA CD, so.
Oh, I ran into some guy.
It's not like
some guy?
Some guy we used to go with, Tim Bechtel.
Oh, yeah.
He got off work, and this is the story that ends the show. I don't care.
Yeah, because we're...
This is episode 50.
Super mega episode.
Episode 50.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, that's appropriate we did it as a super mega episode.
Exactly.
That's not why we did it.
It was the night at midnight showing, Dark Knight. It was me, Nathan, Wendy, and Dad.
And me. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
I know.
Did you go to the one in Easton, right? Because you got tickets early.
No, I didn't go to a midnight showing. Morgan and I went over the weekend on Saturday afternoon at like a midnight
show. That's why I didn't even ask you to do that.
No,
you said me and Amanda got tickets for the Easton IMAX.
No, she wanted to, but I never went through with that, and and I went and saw it like a matinee showing on Saturday.
Well, anyway, Tim Beck goes out there. He's like, so what are you here for? I'm like, The Dark Knight. What are you here for? Mamma Mia. And there's a long pause, and then he just goes,
you
should...
don't count Letter from Nitro's episode. Sorry.
No, you don't. You don't.
I know.
And he just goes, you should go see that with us. No. So that's my story. And that's it.
Woohoo!
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
And that is all that love's about. We'll recall when time runs out that it only took a
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey everyone, welcome out to The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. We're all back, me, John, and Jimmy. Let me start over.
Warning! The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words, you use it, and it's not fucking shit.
We started? I forgot to say warning.
Okay, three. Okay, wait. Let's start.